United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, everybody stand up and breathe, because today's Wednesday and the week is almost over. And I don't know if you guys had a week like mine, but you're not supposed to brush your life away, but I'll be glad when Friday gets here. Hopefully it'll, or just let the, just, it's been a great week, and it's been a week that's been like, I need a woosaw.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a crazy week. It just has been. I don't know about, how about you?
It's been real busy.
It's just been busy, and the sun wouldn't shine for a couple of days, which really slows me down. I don't know what happens to me in the sun. If the sun doesn't come out, it's like you shouldn't be around.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
I have issues with the sun when it's not up. And I need, even in the wintertime, give me the sun. I can take the cold. Just give
me a sun lamp.
No, I don't have a sun lamp. They want $300 for a sun lamp. I'm not paying $300 for a piece of a light bulb. That's above the budget.
I got one that's supposed to be. I didn't pay no $300 for it. I paid like $25.
Where?
I don't know where my wife got it.
Well,
it just showed up. It said it's supposed to be on the same wavelength. It's a desk lamp, and it's supposed to be on the same wavelength as sunshine. Seems to help.
Does it help?
In the wintertime.
How about in the summertime? Because the sun's not shining. The weather's nice. I mean, the climate is just absolutely beautiful. We could do this all year.
Yeah, I love 72, 73 during the day and 50 at night.
This is good. But I can't do. I gotta have sun. The clouds covered the sun.
It's supposed to get ugly this afternoon.
That's what I heard, but I'm not buying into it. It's gonna stay nice until I go home. I was talking to a friend of mine when I was on my way in, and he's telling me this. He was out planting some roses, and he was trying to beat the rain.
I don't think you're gonna have to beat the rain, but I don't know if we'll get to go shoot trap tonight or not.
What is you with Wednesday night trap shooting?
Something my wife and I started doing together. It's we don't play golf, so we...
You shoot trap.
We shoot trap.
You can't talk while you're shooting trap.
In between rounds, a round only takes, a round's 25 shells, 5 guys. A round takes 15, 20 minutes. And then you take a break in between.
Okay.
So...
So how have you been since Monday? Thank you from you make one of the best bratwursts. So thank you from a bratwurst. Don't tell Jeff.
Okay.
And my baked beans. You make some good homemade baked beans. I can't wait to dive into those.
That's Jackie Clay's from Backwoods Home Recipe.
The baked beans are good.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for bringing my lunch in.
Oh, you're welcome.
You didn't cook it though, so.
It's already pre-cooked. I mean, the bratwurst.
The bratwurst is not pre-cooked.
I can't
do that.
It has to be cooked well.
So,
it's got pork in it.
That's what I mean.
Got to be cooked well.
So I can't eat that.
That's right. I'll eat it tonight or in the morning for breakfast, like you said.
Yeah, so I can't eat that for lunch, and you should eat them in combination. I think you're bringing me lunch, but you forgot to cook the one, so I could eat it.
Well, I kind of figured you'd have a cookout with your mom on Saturday or Sunday.
So you still want me to share my bratwurst? What's up with this?
Well, there's 4 in the package.
You're still trying to get me to share it. I'm trying to tell you.
You don't share everything with your mom?
I'm not trying to share. No,
okay.
I share everything. As long as they don't, everything that they know about, I share.
Okay.
But I tell you what I am. I'm one of those people, when we go to a restaurant, or when we go out, you can get whatever you want, but I want you to leave me alone.
What do you mean?
I don't want to share.
Oh.
You can buy, you can get your own. I'll buy you, but Or if I ask you, do you want some, and you say no, I ask you before we order, which means I order a set amount.
Right.
Don't get an idea when it comes that you want to share then, because my set amount then diminishes because I'm sharing my small order with everyone. That's not a good idea.
I've never shared anything in a restaurant with anybody except my wife.
I'm not married.
We started doing that when I realized my waistline was starting to get larger, so we started buying one meal and two plates.
Six. We got to talk.
Especially at places like, not Waffle House. What's the other place that does IHOP?
IHOP.
Especially places like
IHOP.
We don't go very often, but they serve you such big portions. I mean, it's real easy to do one meal, two plates.
I'm gonna today's open mic, and everyone is open to chime in, and we will. You know, I'm gonna try to stay thematic, to where we stay with a theme or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you got a piece of news that we really need to go and move over to because you heard it or read it, we don't mind moving for that. But don't call, you know, just for the sake of coming up and wanting to talk about, you know, quilting in the middle of, you know, come on, man, that's just rude. Am I wrong?
Dang, oh, Tracy, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, too.
I wanted to call and
talk about quilting, and you just killed my steam.
I'm sorry, Alabama. You know what? You're a nice-looking young man. That'll set you off on it. What you got to say now?
You got me with that one. I wasn't ready for that one. I don't even know how that came up. I don't know how that subject came up.
That's all right.
How it came up. She's looking for a husband.
That's how it came up.
Oh,
and I
okay.
Tell you what, I went on. I was actually on my Facebook page, and we did. You know, sometimes what people sound like and what people look like are two different things. You know,
well,
we haven't heard
I sound like an old
months.
Man or something.
You sound like you sound like Alabama.
What that mean? What's that supposed to mean?
You sound like Alabama. And I don't know what you were going to look like. I think you are a bigger build than I thought you were.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, I thought you were a bigger
build.
Everybody tell
me in the pictures, you look like you weigh about 181. I'm like, no, I'm 215.
That's that little boxing picture you put out there. So I thought you
well,
were,
that picture,
you know,
that was back like 6 years ago. I was doing some stuff in New York. I was mauling back then in New York.
You weren't eating.
Say it again.
You weren't eating. You weren't
eating.
Oh,
I was eating. I was eating.
You
I just was playing
eating.
Ball
you
6 days a week, 6, 7 days. I was in the gym every day, all day. So
and,
that kind of, that'll burn all that off.
I went online and I was looking up, like, I don't know what you look like. I really have a pretty good idea of what South Carolina looks like. Because you guys don't have close-ups of your face. And, you know, so there, I have no idea what Philadelphia looks like. You know, he could be a ghost.
I got a bunch of pictures up there with close-ups.
I didn't see those. I just saw, and I got to see one and I was like, wow. He's a nice-looking brother. That's what I said. So I thought I'd throw you off your game since you want to talk about quilting today.
Well, I really didn't want to talk about quilting. Thanks for the compliment, by the way.
You're welcome.
But I really wanted to talk about this scandal that yet another scandal. And
which one now?
The IRS. I mean, just the whole NSA leaking stuff, he's defending it. Then he talks about, you know, who he is. And then he, you know, I don't like Hannity, but I watched him last night where he was talking about how this is what he said when he's running for office. This is what he's saying now. And, like, this guy has a scandal a week. I mean, I've never seen this many scandals under one presidency. Never. Like, it's getting bad. I mean, and please believe it's going to be more. And I don't see how anybody can defend the IRS specifically focusing on people who ideologically disagree with the administration. And people aren't in arms about that. Like, that, I know that's an old scandal, but I'm just saying. Like, that,
I don't see an excuse
for that one.
I don't see an excuse for any of them. My problem is the kid glove hands that we use to handle this administration. And then also the erosion of the freedoms of America that we are allowing based upon the boogeyman that we have yet to see. I mean, when you really, really look
at
it.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. And my mom and dad and older brothers and sisters used to tell me when I was growing up, they were like, because you're black, you're going to have to work hard because,
absolutely,
you know, you don't have as much slack. That's just what I was told, right? And I'm looking at President Barack Obama. As far as his prowess, unmatched, right? But that's it. That's as far as it goes. I mean, everything else, this guy sucks. And it's like, you know, it's almost like he should have been fired. And he's got more slack than anybody else. And they're going to say that. I know they're like, okay, well, what about the other guys? They made mistakes. Yeah, you know, they stayed on Bush about the war, but they said he did well on the economy until it fell apart in 08. They were saying he did good on the economy.
But this is not mistakes. This is just blatant
treachery.
And let me say it this way. Even if it's legal, it's wrong. The IRS, and now I was reading something about Hillary Clinton and them paying for prostitutes and all that kind of stuff in the State Department.
Yeah, that an ambassador that is a known pedophile that they covered.
They knew it?
Yeah, they knew it, covered it up.
How do you cover up pedophilia?
And he was buying prostitutes. They also had cases where the security teams that traveled with Hillary Clinton were hiring prostitutes and staying in the same, and they were even in the same hotel.
And they were doing it together? Because, see, it's my understanding, but I'm quite sure this has been going on for a long time.
But could I say something about that? Because I'm going to be completely honest with you. When you leave outside the confines of the United States and you go to these foreign countries, especially in South America, Dominican Republic, Brazil, different places like that, you get in a taxi, you tell this guy, hey, take me to the store. And they know a few vulgar English words they say, and the next thing you know, they're taking you to a whorehouse. And that's, I'm telling you, I'm not saying I'm making excuses for it, but I wasn't, so I'm like, okay, they did, you know, because a lot of people leave this country. That's what they do. I'm not making excuses. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just telling you that happened, and that wasn't something that I was like, oh, man, that reflects on Obama or the administration. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like certain things.
But all of it.
I say pick your battles.
That
right there.
It's layered.
But,
Abergrave
happened under Bush, though. It's the same. You can always, look at, there were a few individuals that did some unsavory things with some people in Abu Ghraib and it bring back to the president. We can't just turn around and say, just, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was stupid. Just like I think it's stupid to go back to President Obama over some guys tricking off over in another country. I just don't see that as newsworthy.
Well, the problem at Alabama is, as a guy who used to travel for the U.S. military and as a military member, when you're overseas in that capacity and you're being paid on the government dime while you're there, there's a certain level of
professional,
a certain level of moral behavior that you're expected to fall under because you're on the government dime. It's not somebody who's on there on vacation.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's what you expect, but it's not what happens. And I'm not going to blow smoke and tell people that it is because it doesn't.
That's all I'm saying, Tracy. I'm not going to trip about something like that. I would trip about the pedophilia, but I won't trip about
that pedophilia. But when you go to these conferences, and whether you be the mayor of a city, a city council person, or a school board member, a legislator, or if you be the president, or if you be the entourage that goes with them, you can't expect for anything to not happen, because when the cat's away, mice go scatter. And this has been going on for years. As a matter of fact, it's just tightening up now with the scrutiny of what's going on with the IRS and with other things. But this has been going on for years. This is not new.
Right.
And there was no level of decorum or level of, you know, moral standard that you're supposed to represent the United States. Skip that.
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, I've seen guys taking a side and saying, hey, cool it.
No, that was in the military. At that, when you wear suits and ties, there is no one taking you aside telling you to cool it.
But aren't the security agents basically military personnel?
No.
What are you saying? Are they supposed to go over there?
When they put your little behind in the bed, and you relieve them of actually taking a bullet for you for the night, those guys go out and drink and party like 1999, like everybody else.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't just expect them to go sit in the room and stare at the walls waiting until the next day. I mean, you just can't do that. I mean, they're human beings.
They're not doing that.
As long as the job is done, as long as president or whoever they're protecting is safe and their jobs are done, they're going to unwind. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but there's a difference between unwinding. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody I traveled with.
But we can't. But I'm saying we can't police these people like that.
We ain't talking about the service. We're talking about regular civilians who's off from work, and when we put the eagle to bed, unless the eagle wants to come play with us.
What about the Secret Service?
Same thing. Unless you're standing there guarding the door.
Yeah, if they took off and left the guy to get shot or something, yeah, then we got
That's
a problem.
Different.
But if they're doing their job, I don't care what they do. To be quiet, they can go over there and snort some cocaine. I don't care. Just as long as they come to work.
They can't do all that.
As long as they show up. As long as they show up to work, they ain't high and they do their job.
But let me say
this. I'm saying people got issues
Now, Alabama, when I say the State Department, when I'm talking about the State Department, I'm talking about inside of the cover-ups. There are some things that go on and people are putting covers over them that they need to be exposed.
I would have been more upset about the IRS. The IRS, I've seen what they can do to a person, to a business. I know people that they have destroyed. And when I found that out, it made my stomach turn because I know that as being a conservative myself, that could have been me, you, anybody. And I know the IRS is unrealistic. They don't keep good records themselves, but they want you to come and show them receipts from 7 years ago. They'll do it. And if you don't,
Alabama,
you owe us $500,000. That's how they are.
I gotta take a break, but I want you to listen to this. Don't go nowhere, because it's going to be a relatively short break. But when I come back, I'm going to play how Elijah Cummings is putting a new spin on the IRS. And it's going to blow your mind. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5522. We're going to take a break right now. It's open mic. We do want to hear from you today. Please call in. Again, that number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
We're back with Tracy and Friends.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. Internet cafes in Youngstown and Warren were robbed simultaneously about 11 o'clock Monday night. In Warren, a man dressed as a woman and a man with an assault rifle held up the La Salute Cafe. The other armed robbery happened at the Internet Palace at East Midlothian Boulevard and Shady Run Road in Youngstown. A Warren man claims he is innocent of murder because he was insane at the time of the killing. 20-year-old Patrick Heltzel entered his plea yesterday in the stabbing death of 71-year-old Milton Grumbling III. Heltzel's father told police his son has had problems with mental health and drugs. Supporters of expanding the Medicaid program to include more low-income people are urging Ohio lawmakers to restore the proposal to the state budget. The group Advocates for Ohio's Future said it's open to separate legislation that achieves the same goal as long as it's passed by June 30th. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
All right, Puppy, it's summertime at Harbor Pet Center, and we gotta get to work.
Oh, boy, Sonny, are we going out to play again?
Now, Puppy, this is serious. We gotta get working.
What kind of work?
Well, let's see. We got running, playing, rolling in the grass, and going for walks with your new owner.
Sounds like fun to me.
And then we got to get you ready for Father's Day, because summer's a great time for a brand new pet.
Hey, Sonny, I've been doing work on my own.
Like what?
I dug up this bone for you for Father's Day.
Aw, thanks, Puppy.
Sonny and Puppy are back at Harbor Pet Center on Market Street in Boardman. Father's Day is perfect for puppies. Now through Father's Day, you'll get $100 off all regular price for puppies at Harbor Pet Center. We have over 40 breeds of puppies available, all of which come with our purchase warranty, prepaid vet visits, and health certification. Harbor Pet Center, 7338 Market Street in Boardman. Call 330-758-4950.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends.
WSOM. This is Dial Global Radio Networks, AMC8. Transponder 23. To authorize your receiver, contact Dial Global Network Operations.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Meredith from InfoCision's Newcastle location talks about what makes InfoCision stand out.
Well, if you just ask one of our employees, they'll tell you the people. We pride ourselves on hiring friendly people who care, and we keep them by maintaining a family-focused policies that let our employees balance their work and home lives. We believe that a happy employee is a great employee. That's why we offer our great benefits package, such as immediate health benefits, paid vacation every 6 months, 401k plan with a company match, competitive pay rates, and we also have, including in our wellness plan, an on-site doctor's office and on-site fitness center in all of our locations.
And how can people apply?
They can use our job hotline at 1-800-210-6269. Visit us online at infocisionjobs.com and apply there.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-654-6449. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449.
Avoid the rush and listen to us.
Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
To go after conservative groups. This is the charge made by the chairman of your committee, Daryl Issa, who you say has accused the White House of not only doing it, but is now, he says, they are lying about it. You sent a strong letter to him. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, Chairman Issa has a tendency to make strong allegations and then go chasing the facts and usually never finding them. We have a situation here where we now have interviewed the manager of the exempt office in Cincinnati of the IRS. He is a conservative, 21-year veteran who spent 6 hours with our committee the other day talking in an interview, and he explained to us that this Tea Party situation started with one case back in 2010. Somebody bought, one of his screeners brought it to him. He looked at it and said, we must send this to the technical office in Washington because this is high profile, this is a unique situation, and we want to have consistency. So Washington IRS technical office did not ask him for the case. He sent it. And keep in mind what I said, Bob. This was a 21-year veteran, and he termed himself a conservative Republican.
All right.
And
well, are you saying that the chairman of your committee is a liar?
Oh no! I would never do that. I think those kinds of words are inappropriate on Capitol Hill. What I am saying is that what I've said to him over and over again: we must maintain the integrity of our committee and of our work product. And in order to do that, we cannot make these wild accusations, Bob, and then not be able to back them up. Because then, when we say anything, people begin to question it. Again, I can tell you that in this case, Chairman Issa, with all due respect, is absolutely wrong.
Okay.
This Republican – let me finish. This Republican manager said there was no White House involvement, no political involvement, none of that. He made a decision doing the best he could to have some kind of consistency.
All right.
So there you go. So where's the scandal at? You just heard that. There is no scandal. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Sorry about the confusion, but I had some buttons were pushed that I didn't realize, and stuff was coming up that I had no idea. So, Alabama?
My thing is, he just made a statement saying that liar should never be used on Capitol Hill. It's almost like, I mean, that's like calling somebody that, you know, it has an alcohol level of 2 and saying, hey, you know, he's not an alcoholic. He's not drunk, you know. Like, it's just, it's foolishness. I mean, you know, it's too many people coming out of the woodwork saying that they felt like they were being unfairly targeted. So, I mean, it is what it is. He's going to get away with it. He's not going to get impeached. He's not going to get held to the fire. But in the grand scheme of things, he's doing a terrible job. And I think he's doing more damage to the African-American cause than good, because he's alienating blacks, African-Americans. He's not doing anything for us as a people. Then he's turning around and taking our loyalty and just rubbing our faces in it, and then turning around and doing things like this. I mean, every week, every time it's a scandal, he's innocent. Every time he's innocent on every scandal, it's just coincidence. It's just, we're not,
but
you know, you don't
that
have the facts.
I told you
come
that.
On, man.
It's
come on,
that
you got a scandal
right.
a week. This guy's had a scandal a week all year, it just looks like. It's like you had, I swear, I can count maybe 10 scandals.
Alabama, you know it, and I know it. They're picking on him. Is that right, Sticks?
Well, yeah, of course they're picking on him.
They're picking on him.
Even
and
though,
he can't do any more than this because he's just one man. He's just the president.
Even though everything that's happening with the IRS was exactly listed in Richard Nixon's articles of impeachment.
But let me say this: I don't have a problem with the IRS, and the man was a Republican and he went to him. The question is, what advice did they give him when he went to him? That was high profile. They couldn't handle it. They had to go up to the White House to handle.
So you're, 159 times.
You follow me? I understand that he came up with a case and found out that there was some irregularities to it, or it was going to be something that was going to be a little bit different, and he wanted to go above his pay grade to get advice on. There are two questions here. What advice did he get? Oh, three. Who gave him the advice, and why does it set a precedent for anyone named Patriot or Tea Party in their name?
But maybe the head of the IRS was going to the White House to give them advice on how to make this happen without...
We already know he's been there 150-something
times, I thought it was.
Right, 151 times, 152 times. So the question is, what advice did they give him?
Who had been there 151 times?
The other gentleman who was a...
the director of the IRS,
right,
or whatever it is, yeah.
The one that is now over health care, or the new one?
No, the one that
stepped down.
The one that stepped down.
No, the male. The female.
That was a female, wasn't it?
No,
the male stepped down. He was the interim director.
Right.
And the female stepped up, and she got a raise, and they put her off to the side. And so she's going to take care of your health care now.
Okay, so I mean that you know, my brother used to tell me all the time when this Obamacare was being proposed that they're gonna have it where, you know, you're gonna have to go offshore to get real health care because they're not gonna get treated. And if you're a conservative, if you're somebody that they don't like, you're just not gonna get treated. So it's coming.
South Carolina.
I mean,
hey Tracy.
Yeah.
Listen, hello everybody. I hope you're having a great day. But I just want you to, I want everybody to think about something. Now, if you look at the national scene and look at how President Obama has treated black people, and he's a black man, what do you think is going to happen after he leaves office? He's setting the benchmark right now of how you treat black people in the United States. Even if they're loyal,
ignore them.
You don't have to worry about it. Just ignore them. That's what he's setting the precedent right now. And what do we think is going to happen when he leaves office?
There's nothing going to happen.
Not a thing.
I mean, you have to understand, whether you think about it, if nothing is going to happen. And when I say nothing, I mean nothing. Your power will be flawed, gerrymandering, and will continue. And if you don't become and take on the Republican mindset of get yours and get your own and don't depend on anybody else, you're going to be in serious condition.
The thing is, they keep putting roadblocks in the way for getting your own and not worrying about taking care of anybody else. Take care of your own.
But see, that's for the white people now. They've already desensitized us. We don't have a roadblock. We block our own selves. We're already in the ICU.
And the president has made it even harder for us now.
Well, Tracy, I mean, don't you think that someone else is the reason why, you know, we have these high crime rates and things? I mean, it's somebody else's fault.
No.
It's not really our fault.
No. Yes, it is. Because we have taken on a system of lack of self-respect.
Tracy, I was being funny. I was joking.
Because, you know, we condone some stuff. I mean, I was thinking about
this. Well, hold on now. I mean, to a certain extent, I agree, and yet I do disagree because
Alabama,
I feel like
listen,
sometimes people
you
are.
You my neighbor. You my neighbor, you know, and you look just like me. So I'm going to call you Mr. Alabama. And Mr. Alabama, you know, you mean. You won't let me walk on your grass. But one thing you may say to me is, boy, you need to pull your pants up. The last thing you going to do is turn around and cuss me out.
I'm saying that if you look at statistically, if you look at any group of people and you take their economic engine, take it away from them, right? And just about all of these statistics that we're leading in, they will begin to rise in those communities. Because, and you can prove that they have taken. So, true enough, you know, just because they're bringing drugs into the community doesn't mean to sell them. But I'm not everybody doesn't think like that. There are a lot of people like, well, I need to put food on the table. I'm willing to take that risk. I'm willing to take the risk of robbing, doing whatever I have to do. There are a lot of people that think like that. So
here's the problem
now.
Here's the problem you run into, Alabama. You don't have to go out there and steal for food because they're giving you food stamps to eat with. Why else would you commit crimes then?
Well, I agree, and yet I disagree
because you've conditioned me that I have to wear a pair of tennis shoes that are $250. But this
What I'm saying. You subsidize these people, but these people ain't living. I mean, you're giving these people $1,500, $2,000 a month. We're not giving these people that kind of money. Like, what, you know, if you add everything up, then yeah. But if you're talking about what amount of check that comes in, it's all about cash flow. If you get a $1,500 check every month, you ain't living wealthy. Now, you're in a project. Yeah, your rent is $8 a month. But, you know, I mean, people are not living the greatest of lifestyle off of these checks because everybody ain't in the projects. A lot of people got regular houses, rent, Section 8. So these people, it's not as easy as people think now. It's not just, okay, the government's just writing out everything like they think.
Alabama, but they don't give you a way out either. And we and
no, they don't.
That,
I mean, but that's on purpose. They said that. That's what Lyndon B. Johnson said. He said we're gonna give them enough where they can be okay. They're gonna keep coming voting Democrat, but that's it. We ain't gonna help them. We're not gonna empower them. We're just gonna give them enough. But
and
I'm
so
saying what I'm saying
is that
it's on us as a people to not be stupid enough to just keep doing the same thing except expecting different results. If we see these people, see they don't have our best interests, we study. He studied like Machiavelli and start understanding how they think, then we say, okay, then you can turn the game on its ear. And the only way you can do that is by wealth manage what you have so that
when it comes time, you're able to break free.
Alabama,
listen to what I'm saying. They have conditioned us enough to erode our whole psyche to not want to do anything, not just black people, but just underserved. But it falls more on black people because you see it's more noticeable because
liberals did to blacks, they did the worst thing they could do. They came in and they gave us this ideology that no one should ever have to be this disadvantaged in any way. I don't care if it's the smallest way. No one should. I don't care what their actions are to get them there. They should not be disadvantaged. Like, now you got a lot of liberals that are screaming about homosexuals being persecuted. But, you know, blacks are being, we're way further along than homosexuals. But they're not screaming for blacks no more. They're screaming for homosexuals.
Well, listen to what I'm saying. Now you have the opportunity, and you've been so conditioned that you don't even seek out the opportunity to get it. And they make it so hard that by the time you get to the top of the hill, there's no way out. And they don't, remember, in our community, we don't preach education anymore. Our parents don't make it mandatory that you get all A's and B's anymore. They don't teach respect of other people. You got to realize, when we had Jim Crow and when we had slavery, even if you didn't like the white man, you respected him because you had to. Now, our kids don't even have to respect the people that look like them, let alone the people that look different than them. And when you don't have respect for the teacher in the classroom and you cuss everybody out and it's flagrant, you can't get ahead. When you don't have any self-respect. And not only is it black people now, they've taken it over to white people and underserved.
There's a reason.
That's just self-responsibility, too.
Hold on, Alabama. It's a community that's underserved because it's a conditioning of the mind.
Alabama, there's a reason that the under $30,000 a year crowd has the highest rate of children with developmental disabilities.
You're living in houses that have lead paint that you can't get abated. I mean, you got things going on.
It just isn't that. It's that the system preys on those parents because they take the parents in there and they say, we can get your kid a checky check.
And people,
but not just, but then they also, just, but you got to look at, they want, these people fight to stay within that system. They not, you
but,
try to
but
talk
that's
to these
because
people
they don't know
logically.
Any better. Alabama, they
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, but once you get to a certain age, you ain't finna talk to them. Once they get over a certain age, you know, they'll call up here and scream and holler and be all emotional
and
that's
if you don't, you only get out what you put in. If you don't put nothing in, you can't get nothing out.
And if your entire circle of your entire peer group is all getting a checky check, you think it's normal.
Yeah. I mean, that's
everybody gets one.
You got young girls talking about, well, I can have a baby so I can get a check. Come on now.
You know, the psyche has changed from the time of my grandfather, where getting a check from the government was a sign of weakness.
I was talking to a girlfriend of mine last night. She was talking about her son. She said, my son is over with his girlfriend, and she's going to work, and he's staying home, and he's cooking and cleaning, and she's bringing home the money. Are you following me?
But you're going to see more of that, though. You're going to see a lot more of that.
That's crazy. Now, you can't tell me that is so out of balance. That is so wacky. How you going to have a man staying home and I'm going to work busting my tail? And we ain't talking about raising no kids. We ain't got none. And he ain't even bought the cow yet. She's just on rent month to month,
well,
day to day.
I mean, there's 50 ways you can look at that. But as far as that whole situation with the programs, you get rid of those programs, those legs going to close. And then they're going to start saying, oh, whoa, you got a job? How many kids you got? Oh,
legs
I can't talk to
close.
You.
Legs ain't going to close.
Oh, I bet you they close. If you stop getting child support and food stamps and welfare, Section 8, all these baby mama programs.
Close. Because now I'm chasing you down. Alabama, I'm not after getting the baby. Right now, I'm just after, right now, all I want is a man in my life. So whatever it takes to get one, I want one.
But why do you want one?
Because I don't have one, and I've never had one. I ain't got no daddy. See, every woman has to have a man in her life somewhere.
Well, that's
even
true.
Still, though, if you get rid of these programs, these women, a lot of these women, when they get these programs, they know. Like that guy, I just saw a guy, they say he had 22 kids by 14 different women. So you can't tell me all 14 of them women didn't know he had a sizable amount of kids. They should cut these friends off. Once you
Alabama,
get the five
you're not
kids,
listening to me.
You ain't getting no more assistance.
Alabama.
He got five kids.
I don't
care.
Alabama, I don't care. South Carolina, I think that's you. I don't care. I don't care how many. I ask a man how many kids they have before I go out with him. So my question is, tell me you got 14 kids, and I'm number and I don't have none by you, and you bragging on the 14 you have, I need to stop you at the door. Don't you think?
But it's a proven fact that young women who have strong relationships with their dads are not as likely to be promiscuous.
They might be promiscuous, but they ain't stupid.
That may be too, because they don't want to hurt daddy's feelings.
But that's what I was just saying, though, Tracy. I was just saying that if a woman, if it's not about the financial aspect of it, you take that out of it, and they start thinking about, hey, can he provide, because I know I'm not going to get these financial benefits from the government. Or they've been cut. There's to a certain, I can only have two kids that they'll support. Once I get the four and five kids, that's it. If you do that, then these women will change. I guarantee you they'll start using protection. They'll start dating guys.
Alabama, they won't change until we change the man. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the man going to change. Let me tell you something. A lot of guys that sell dope sell drugs for women. Because, a lot of guys that drive certain cars with rims and all these expensive, flashy things to draw and attract women. That's 9 times out of 10. Most guys can get a Honda if they want to, if they just want to get, men don't really care. They want to impress women. They want their attention.
A lot
of things these guys do are for women.
Listen, you have to understand, a man will do anything for a piece of tail. But in today's society, I'll do anything to get a man, and I'll take you any kind of way. So there is no more standard on my side. See, you don't have to give me a baby. I'll have a baby, whatever you want, because I'll do anything to have you. Because I don't know what it's – I have no other male figure in my life, and all I need is love from a man. And so I equate sex with love. And you can treat me any kind of way. You don't have to have a job. You can walk around with tattoos all over your body. You can treat – you can wear your pants down by your kneecaps, and I'll take you any kind of way.
I mean,
and
they'll do that.
Hold on. And what makes it so horrific, young ladies are now going out the house looking crazy, too. At one time, you wouldn't catch a young lady coming out the house looking absolutely nuts. And we're walking
out the house
now.
I'm saying women will do that. Women will do that. But I guarantee you there's a reason that you look at this, all of the stats that we suffer in, all the incarceration, everything, and look at the Great Society and when it hit and look at what happened. And I guarantee you're going to see a big nosedive just as soon as around the early 70s, when those programs started really infiltrating and the results of those relationships started breaking up. When them first 5 or 6 years, it just went down. It ain't recovered since. So it's common sense to say,
if you slack up
or you at least reform them programs, you'll see at least a return of the family and the unit, because them women, most women, I don't care if they are lonely, are going to say, well, we out here on the street. I mean, I love you, but we out here on the street. You ain't doing what you're supposed to do as a man. Okay, well, nobody say. They're going to do that.
Alabama. No, they're not. And I am one. No, we're not. Because we'll do anything to say to have a man.
But let me tell you something. True, but if that was the case, there wouldn't be such thing as divorce. Women, money is an issue in these relationships. Don't think it's not. That's the number one issue, money. If the guy is not working and
Alabama,
you ain't got no government programs to support that family, they're going to divorce.
Sweetie, 45% of African-American females have never been married. That's almost 50%.
And 47% of African American pregnancies end in abortion.
72% of African American children are raised in single family homes. If you don't have anyone steering the ship in the home, and what goes back to President Obama is that he knows these statistics and he doesn't care.
Well, he quotes them. He quotes them when he comes to speak in front of people and talk about. He'll quote them when he comes to Morehouse and Dog and talk about how.
But he won't do anything to change it. And he knows.
But he's expanding the programs that caused that to happen. He's expanding all the government programs that helped that to happen.
And the thing is, don't get me wrong, and this is where Republicans lose. It's not about taking the program, but it's reshaping the program to where it becomes a way out and not a way in.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me last week, because I got to go in a minute. But I was talking to this girl, right? Me and her went to Tuskegee together. She real attractive, nice looking. You know, she has a little son. Well, she has a career. She has a lot going for her. I don't personally feel this way, but she was like, if any guy's going to date me, he's going to help me out financially. Just dating her as a boyfriend, he's going to, I'm like, so when a guy get to know you, he going to have to come out the pocket? Yes, which I think is messed up. But what I'm saying is that a lot of times is out of necessity that – she lonely. She told me all that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna date her. But women get lonely like that. I don't care how lonely you get. If that man ain't doing certain things he's not doing, you feel like he's supposed to be doing, then them legs gonna close. I don't care what nobody say. That's
Alabama,
just
Alabama. Listen,
from life experiences.
You're coming from another generation. Listen to what I'm saying. The number is 347-945-5229. You're coming from another generation. These young kids today are not thinking like that. Did you hear me tell you the girl is going to work and taking care of the brother? She ain't on no system. She ain't got no kids.
Well, I mean, one thing about women are controlled by emotion, too, now. So, I mean, but eventually that wears off.
Alabama,
she ain't going to stay like that no 40 years, and he's sitting at the house, able-bodied,
Alabama,
sitting at the house.
Did you hear what I said? She going to work. He ain't going to work.
Because he in her head. That's why. He in her head. That's what men do, get in their head. But he ain't going to stay in there. One day, it might be 10 years from now, but one day she going to wake up.
How long? That's what I'm saying. There ain't no kids involved in this equation. The roles have reversed, and getting them to reverse back. I've never seen a time when you see women taking care of men like this.
I'm gonna tell you something funny though. Like brothers like that make it actually hard for brothers that are down but ambitious and trying to get some. I've been down and trying to struggle to get back where I was. And you meet a female and she thinks that if you got a certain thing already in your hand, that you are trifling, that you are because you don't have X, you don't have Y. So brothers like that are just a testament to why women think like that, because he causes all men that look bad. Now, if he don't want nothing for himself, but he want to sit around and play PlayStation all day, then, you know, that's on her to be. She crazy for staying with him.
Are you
if he don't want nothing for himself.
Alabama, that's what I'm saying. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The role reversal has changed to the place where you've got girls. It used to be a man would come and take care of you. And if you didn't have any money, he was helping you in your house or helping you in your yard or helping you build something or doing something. But
technically,
today,
I'm going to be honest with you, Trace. A man ain't got no business giving a woman 50 cents until he married.
She got the car. She got the house. She got the job. He moves in with her, and she takes care of him.
I'm saying, though, Tracy, you say a man should come in and just because y'all dating, he need to be paying bills? Uh-oh.
No. Alabama, listen to what I'm saying. If you got your toothbrush in my bathroom, you ought to be bringing, you've been there too long not to bring something to the party. In my house.
Okay. If he's staying at your house using your resources, okay, I may understand that. But I'm saying dating. He has his own place. Once a week, he may spend a night.
You don't have to take, listen. Men don't have to take care of me if I ain't living with you. But I expect you to man up and buy dinner. But what I am saying is, when you stay at my house for days on end with your toothbrush and your own washcloth in my bathroom.
I mean, yeah, then he basically staying with you then. I mean, yeah.
Hold on.
Common sense.
And I'm going to work. He don't have a car. I got a car. He don't have a job. I'm working two jobs, and you kicking it all day long running a dot smart.
Is he borrowing the car going looking for a job, or he just sitting there?
He kicking it.
Gosh.
That's
a
there
while.
You go.
I don't feel sorry
there
for him.
Yes, South Carolina.
This is why years and years, I remember when I was a little boy, my mama told me, don't live with no woman. So I put it the way she said it. Don't you ever shack up with no woman. She said, shacking ain't no good for nothing.
I agree with your mama and your grandmama. But today, we shack. And don't bring nothing to the party. We just kicking it together.
My only thing is this, though, Tracy. Is the brother down trying to get a job? Is he? What is he doing?
Alabama. No. He going to school?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know. That's their situation.
This is my issue. I got to take my break, but this is my issue. This is not the only scenario like this. This is how it goes now. This is not, you know, a rare occasion. This is how it goes. And our system is actually condoning it and maturing it. That's the problem.
Well, Tracy, I mean, y'all already got folks out there robbing people in dresses. So, you know, it's just crazy up here in Ohio.
When we talk about it, how does a young girl across the street and how does a young man down the street, when you see this, how do your nieces and nephews pay attention to you when this is how you roll? Auntie Tina, she living, with her boyfriend come and stay with her and she taking care of him.
I got to go. But was you saying, when you say I'm supposed to look like Alabama, I'm supposed to wear some overalls with a straw hat on and some. And run around barefooted or something. People kill me. You supposed to look like Alabama. Like, what's that supposed to mean?
No.
She told me she thought you looked like Cowboy Troy.
No.
No. I'm supposed to have on some boots or something. What I'm supposed to be doing?
No.
You look like who you look like. And that doesn't make you.
But
you're
not supposed to have on overalls. I just thought you were a more slender, younger guy. That's all. I got to go.
I look like an old man?
Yeah, you look old. You look older than I thought. I thought you looked like a kid. I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
The fire may have been too low. It may be more like 100 homes.
It's still a very hot and active fire area. And even this morning you could hear explosions. Around some of the front line of that fire from propane tanks and other fuel sources.
Sheriff Terry Makita says some people stayed behind, refusing to evacuate. He fears some may have died. Around 7,000 people are evacuated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Over the next 2 days, 39 million people in many states will be at risk for severe weather, tornadoes, and something known as a derecho. It's a wall of winds, which is often accompanied by hail and lightning. The Midwest could experience it today, the Mid-Atlantic states tomorrow. A Pennsylvania girl with late-stage cystic fibrosis is undergoing a lung transplant today. Sarah Murnahan's family convinced a federal judge to order that the 10-year-old be placed on the national transplant list. Usually you have to be 12. The families of the Sandy Hook Elementary school victims are back in the Capitol this week, 6 months after the shootings in Newtown, Connecticut. They're pushing for stronger gun control laws, including mandatory background checks.
Our hearts and souls go out to these families and the tragedy that they've all been through. And so they've asked of them, more than willing to sit down and talk with them about their interests.
House Speaker John Boehner, America's CEO, say they're feeling better about the economy.
They anticipate a modest improvement in sales, a slight improvement in hiring, and net-net, they're less pessimistic about capital expenditures.
That's Boeing CEO Jim McNerney. He's part of the Business Roundtable, 200 of the company's major corporate leaders. This is ABC News.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
A new study confirms what many women have suspected for years.
Peter Pan summed it up best in this unofficial men's national anthem.
I won't grow up, I won't grow up.
Most men don't grow up until they're 43, while women mature at 32, according to a British study. However, 8 in 10 women say men never stop being childish, burping, driving too fast, and playing video games well into their later years. But being a boy brat has its price. The study, commissioned by Nickelodeon, found 3 in 10 women broke up with men they considered immature. Karen Chase, ABC News.
British officials who are coping with a struggling economy are hoping for a baby bounce. The baby in question is expected next month to royal parents Prince William and Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge. Now, happy occasions often boost consumer confidence, and happy national occasions with the royal family in Britain, with the new heir, well, that could be an emotional and economical jackpot for the UK. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help
Vitality, that special something that puts a spring in your step and a smile on your lips. Sometimes an illness, injury, or surgery can knock the vim and vigor right out of you. If that's the case, the therapy staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you recover energy, endurance, and a sense of vigor. With progressive exercise and gentle persuasion, the rehabilitation staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you find your get up and go. Help you regain that feeling of vitality that makes every day a good day, a day to smile about. To find out more, call Crandall Medical Center at 330-938-6126 or visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com. Call 330-938-6126 anytime. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring. A good place to get better.
This is Dr. Cheryl Figliano for the Centers for Hearing Care. If you have a loved one that seems to have trouble hearing, is depressed, or disconnected with the world around them, please do them a favor. call one of our local offices for an appointment today. Each of our 7 offices has a doctor of audiology and the best equipment available to help with any hearing problem. Visit www.centersforhearingcare.com or call 888-866-HEAR.
In an auto accident, we can help. Call DC Cairo and Wellness Center at 505-3515.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. It's fast, easy, and you don't need any special tools or skills. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing. Another reason why Ford is the number one brand in Northeast Ohio.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-654-6449. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40 absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449.
Fake yawns. I've seen them kill 1,000 nights, but they can be prevented by hitting up Taco Bell for fourth meal. All those melty, crunchy, spicy grill tastes and stuff like nachos, quesadillas, and Doritos Locos Tacos will keep everybody going strong until all yawns are real. Fourth meal from Taco Bell. Sometimes you gotta keep the night alive. Sometimes you gotta live mine. Taco Bell is open till 3 a.m. or later. At participating locations, hours may vary. Doritos is the trademark of Frito-Lay North America, Inc. Copyright 2012.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is open mic today. I do want to hear from you. I am going to wait until the bottom of the hour because I need to check this out. But I just want everybody to know that, you know, when we talk about that kind of stuff, it's everybody, and everybody's getting snowed, and because we put a black face to it, it's not a black face that's actually a part of it. It's America. And they've used America and African Americans as a prototype and as a pilot program to see how they can erode the psyche, because people are people whether you like it or not. And when I look at what's going on, even with the mindless television that we have on air right now, it's truly amazing how they are conditioning and brainwashing people into not paying attention to what's really going on. And when I go back to Snowden, I go back to this metadata. The Constitution, American people were never supposed to be spied on individually.
Right.
It was never supposed to happen. When I look at gun control, don't get me wrong, I know that we need to be responsible gun owners and we need to pay attention to who has guns, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. But if they were truly concerned about gun control, then they would have been yelling about illegal guns in the inner cities for the last 30 years.
True.
All of a sudden, they have decided to create a frenzy when white people start going out in the middle of nowhere, shooting up places, shooting kids. Then all of a sudden they start going after assault weapons, and they're using handguns. Just, I want you just to understand the common sense behind this. We look at the IRS. We know that IRS has been targeting people for years. We know that because you'll see, you know, if you look at the man who did the video that they tried to blame 9/11 2012 on with Benghazi and the Arab Springs, then all of a sudden he's in jail now on tax evasion.
Right.
So that tells you they have a way of getting around you when your name hits the surface.
The tax code is so complex they can put any American citizen in jail for tax evasion.
So my question is, when do we wake up and say we're not going to have a war on terror anymore, but we're going to stand on the Constitution in which we live, put God back into our society, and move forward? I mean, that's where it all begins, and that's where it all ends.
But the government wouldn't come after me because I don't have anything to hide.
It's not the point.
Yes, it is. I don't have anything to hide. I don't care. Why?
Not the point. The point is not about what you have to hide or what you don't have to hide. It's not about that.
But
it's
shouldn't
about
be
American freedom.
But I'm not supposed to be afraid of my government. My government's my friend.
Who told you that?
My school system.
Who told your school system that?
The government.
So when did the government – see, I'm looking at the Constitution right now.
And the Declaration of Independence.
But I'm looking at the Constitution right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, the first three lines say, we the peeps. That's what it says. When did the government not become the people? That's the question. When did the government not become the people of the United States of America? South Carolina, your mic is out.
When we stopped paying attention. When we started to be indoctrinated into all of these real smart people know better how to run the country than we the people.
Have you heard
about
the movie? There was a movie called While You Were Sleeping.
No, I haven't heard of that one yet.
With Sandra Bullock, and it was about a girl who about a guy who fell into the tracks. And while he fell into the tracks, she came and told everybody that she was his wife, and she wasn't. But the issue is while you're sleeping, things are happening. Things that are out of control happen while you're asleep.
I can't imagine my grandparents putting up with the stuff that we put up with.
It's not about your grandparents putting up with it.
What I'm saying is that's where we've come as a society.
Yes, your grandparents would have put up with it.
No, they wouldn't have.
Yes, they would have. Because they would have conditioned them already to put up with it.
Okay, I see where you're going with that comment, but what I'm trying to say is, why did we quit listening to our grandparents? My grandparents instilled a distrust from the government in me.
Because we didn't want to raise our kids like our grandparents did. For some reason, we wanted to give our kids a better life, not realizing we already had it better the way it was. You've got people who won't allow their kids to work because they had to work. So since they had to work, they don't want their kids to have to work when they went to school. So when we used to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, it went from yes and no to yeah and nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you're right.
Hey, South. I mean,
the problem is with like the parents that won't let their children work. It's like if you find a butterfly that's coming out of the cocoon and you help it, you'll kill it. And by not doing that with our kids, we're killing our kids.
Same thing with a horse.
I didn't know that about horses.
When they tell me when horses are born, you don't touch it. Let nature take its course.
You mean once it hits the ground or?
No, what coming out. Coming out, you don't touch it. But when it gets up, you embrace it. Once it comes out of the placenta,
mm-hmm.
you embrace it.
Now see, I've pulled a lot of calves in my life.
Because if you touch the placenta and the sac, it can cause it to break and cause infection. But once it comes out and the sac is broken, then you begin to cuddle the horse and train the horse right then and there so that you never have to break the horse.
Okay. See, I've never dealt with horses. Cattle, I pulled a lot of calves in my day.
Hey, South Carolina, what were we saying?
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of odd, you know, that you'd say that because birds are pretty much the same way. If a bird is coming out of the nest and you handle it and the mother comes back to the nest, she don't have nothing else to do with it. She'll leave it alone. Abandon
really?
It essentially. Yeah, oh yeah.
Cats will do that too. If you handle kittens,
yeah.
When their eyes are still closed, a lot of times the mother will abandon them.
Wow.
Yeah.
They get that human scent on them, buddy. It's over.
Well, I will say it's that we have done a disservice to our future by not, I look at America and as they're sleeping, because Martin Luther King had a dream. I didn't realize when he had the dream, everybody went to sleep.
Or did his dream turn into a nightmare?
Oh, the dream is definitely a nightmare.
But, you know, why don't we go back and look at what our founding fathers did as children? I mean, the stories of the founding fathers as children, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, is amazing what these people accomplished at extremely young ages. George Washington was surveying the Ohio Valley at 16 years old. I can't remember one of the other founding fathers at 12 years old spoke three languages, and he was the assistant ambassador to Russia.
You can't go back. You can't go back. You can't go back. You can't go back. But what you can do is you can reshape the future. But you can't go back.
That's the thing is, you have to look at backwards to reshape the future. Because if we start demanding more out of our children, you're not going to get there in one generation, but you get there in two or three.
That's 866-309-7451. Or if you wish, you may call the customer service.
I guess that was a commercial. See, we get telemarketers too. You really can't go back. You'll never put women back into the kitchen, into the home. I mean, I think, who was it that said that women need to go back home? Or it was a very, very wealthy guy in the last couple of weeks. And he said, what's wrong with our society today is that women came out of the home, and they lambasted him.
Well, of course.
You're not going to get women to go back home and be...
The governor of...
At Georgia.
Oh, he was Georgia.
Governor of Georgia. You'll never get us back in the house to be domesticated like that before, to where when you come home, we will have on a dress and a pair of pearls and some heels and hand you a drink on the way in the door. That's not going to happen ever again.
We can always hope, can't we, South Carolina?
and actually, if you read a home economics book, it says make sure that you give him at least 20 minutes to unwind when he comes in the door.
That's
because
right.
He had a rough day.
That's right.
You'll never get that again. Local call, your mic is on.
Well, there are some women that still do that, Miss Tracy, but what I had to call about, Miss Tracy, that I think that things have improved, and I think that parts of Martin Luther King's dream has come true because we see a lot of black people who are very successful. We're no longer second-class citizens like it was when I was a child. So,
yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes, you are.
Hey,
yes, you are.
We're second class citizens.
Yes, you are. Just because.
The bus.
Hey, listen. Just because you can ride on the bus now and take any seat, and just because you can walk in the front door of a restaurant, does not mean you've arrived. Especially when you have an illiteracy rate that is through the roof. You have an economic rate that is in the crapper. You have not. You are a second-class citizen. The problem is you just don't know it.
So what you're saying, we're still second-class citizens?
Absolutely.
The only difference today is, Steve, is that they threw in every white and Hispanic person that makes under 30 grand a year with you.
You're absolutely a second-class citizen. They mobilize you to vote, and they mobilize you to stay home. You're absolutely a second-class citizen, and I'm in that bunch too. Absolutely,
because we're considered as still minorities instead of being a part of the human race.
You're a part of the human race, and it's like a robot. They use you for what they want to use you for, and until you find economic stability and you come out from the system, you will still be a second-class citizen. We are slaves without chains.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this question. You're saying we're slaves in our own minds.
No, I'm talking about we're slaves in our own system.
Let me ask a question. How did, during World War II, okay, during the reign of Adolf Hitler, how did he distinguish Jews from everybody else?
He put a yellow star on their jacket.
Otherwise, he didn't know them from anybody else. it was harder for him to figure out who was a Jew than it is for them to figure out who's black.
Absolutely.
Okay? So it's easy in this system dealing with the black man in America to relegate
him, you know,
to
black
citizenry, because you know exactly who we are.
And let me say this, and when I say second class, Steve, just because you are walking around without chains on does not mean you have the freedom to do what's necessary. And what I say that we, anytime I'm still getting profiled coming down Market Street, I'm a second class citizen. Do you understand that?
Just because your tailpipe was dragging on the ground.
It wasn't my tailpipe. You understand that, Steve? And yeah. I happen to be a black woman.
You're an educated black
woman. Doesn't matter.
Professional black
woman. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. When I come down street in Boardman, Ohio, and I'm still profiled, and you're still running my place, and you're still following me to the border, I'm still a second-class citizen, and it behooves me not to forget it.
Well, you may have a point there, Ms. Tracy. I mean, you are a law-abiding, decent, honest, hardworking person.
I'm still trying to be, but that's still, and I'm still working from check to check. I still have as much problems and money problems as everyone else in this world, and they make it hard for you to become financially solvent. Let me understand, huh?
Did they see your education when they were following you?
But what they saw, but you ought to know something. If I got Tracy and friends all over my truck, that I ain't going down, and I'm going 35 miles an hour.
White America would respect you, Ms. Tracy, because you are a Republican.
I would put a Republican tag on the back of my car and see if that helps, because that'll get you pulled over here, too. But seriously, Steve, I mean, yeah, we've made some strides because now I have the freedom to go and come as I choose.
Well, we are part of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution.
But that doesn't. But you're not utilizing it. And unless you utilize it as a people, you don't have anything. Right now, independently, we are powerless.
Well, maybe it's because we're not the majority.
No, Steve. We kill more babies than we have. We're on welfare disproportionately. We're incarcerated disproportionately. We're dying from gunshot wounds disproportionately. We have inner-city violence disproportionately. Everywhere we live is poverty disproportionately. And you mean to tell me I'm a second-class citizen?
Tracy, the only statistic that we're not number one in,
why our neighborhoods are so run down for?
Because.
I mean, I go out and board, man, and the neighborhoods are well kept up. I mean, not. There are some black neighborhoods, and I guess it depends on us. I mean, some of us could be lazy and trifling and really don't want to put forth an effort, because just because we're poor don't mean that, you know, we have to let our neighborhood go down.
Steve, we live in a community. We live in a community. Inner city people live in a community that if you put money in your home, it's a wasted investment.
Well, I mean, true, because here in Youngstown, the property values are...
Steve, this is not... Honey, this is not just in Youngstown. This is anywhere there's high concentration of African-Americans across the country.
I already know that, Ms. Tracy.
That's a problem, don't you think? Which means, even though I'm living in a home, I'm not gaining any equity.
But Tracy, aren't there gated communities of predominantly African-American people in, like, Atlanta and Charlotte and... And if there is, what makes them people different than the people in the hood in Youngstown?
Say that again.
Aren't there gated communities in around Atlanta, Charlotte, that are predominantly African American? And if there is, what makes those people different than the people living in the hood in Youngstown?
It's all the same. That's what I'm saying. This is not systemic just in Youngstown.
No. You didn't hear what I said. Gated communities. High-dollar gated communities, primarily African-American.
There are some.
Economics. Those African-Americans, they are educated and...
Economics.
They brought up their standard of living by applying them.
But they're very... And when I say this, there are very, very few.
Well, I understand there are very few.
You're very, very few. Now, you'll find African-Americans that are predominant... That are... You'll find neighborhoods, gated communities that are... that are integrated, but to find them predominantly African American.
Hey,
okay, Steve. And then even if you see it's African American, the property value will not rise the same as being in a white gated community as well. You understand?
I see what you're saying.
So if I live in a well-to-do gated community outside of Atlanta, outside of Los Angeles, or wherever, and it is I have very, very great, nice homes, and I have a decent school district that my kids can go to, it still would not give me the same dollar value in my home value as it would if it were all white with a few black people in it.
I guess what I'm having a hard time understanding is I was always brought up that it don't matter how poor you are, you can afford to buy soap, deodorant, cut your grass, and make the place look decent. You know, I don't care how much money you got, how poor you are, how rich you are, you don't throw trash in the front yard. And that's what I don't understand.
That goes back to self-esteem, self-pride, going back to what we talked about when we said about President Obama and what is happening with him being in the White House and the erosion of the... Or should I say, the erosion and the respect, because African Americans are looked at in stereo. South Carolina, do we need to call 999?
No, we don't.
Got to be one of the grandkids. You got grandkids visiting?
Are you playing with their toys again?
No. That's somebody laughing at something the grandkids are doing.
Oh, they got a funny laugh. I'll give you that. But I'm serious. I mean, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Seriously.
Here.
I mean, seriously, we have some serious issues. That comes from President Obama. He had the opportunity to raise the perception of African Americans in a broad reach. By just doing
exactly.
The right thing always. And he had enough power and he had enough influence to do it with the people to make it happen.
All he had to do was highlight some very important things that's going on in the African-American community and participate like he's a real part of it. I mean,
and not play politics.
Did George Bush abandon his Texan or his Western, look or act the way he acted because he became president? No.
Neither did Kennedy.
So that tells me so that tells me that he was never, am I getting ready to say this? A black man in the first place.
Ooh. And see, when I say this, President Obama, even with the health care bill, you're right, Republicans should have dealt with it, and they did nothing. Democrats went in there, and I don't know what they have right now. But all he had to do was make sure that there was good legislation for health reform. Because we needed access to health care. We didn't need to refer in the health care system.
Right.
When you look at, like I said, even with the spying on the, national security. Listen, y'all, America is a big, bad thug. If you want to tear us down, if you want to bomb us and you want to use cell phones and whatever you're using, don't think that we're not listening in and that we're not paying attention, because we're paying attention to everyone right now, because we're coming after you, because as soon as we catch you, we're going to shut it down. Our problem is not that you did it. The problem is that you did it and didn't tell anyone that you were doing it.
Oh, it's even worse than that. Not only didn't you tell us, when we asked you about it point blank, you lied to us about what we were doing.
When the first term, when you have double digits of unemployment in the African-American community, and then you brainwash them into believing that there's voter suppression, and you allow your minions to do so, and it's a lie, and you know it's a lie, and you play into that system, and you play on their emotions, because they're not excited about you because you didn't do anything in your first term for them. And you lie to them. And they come out and rally behind you. And then to turn around and find out the same suppression that you said was going to happen on one side, you're doing it on another.
Welcome to Chicago.
That ain't Chicago.
Yeah, it is.
No, that's just bad politics.
No, that's how they do things in Chicago, and that's exactly what he brought with him.
He didn't bring it with him. He allows them to control it. I'm trying to tell y'all, ain't no black man in the world got that much power.
Not Kofi Annan?
No. No. They're Muppets for the system. And they've got everybody so scared in their boots trying to keep everything alive that they no longer have common sense, nor can they read. And so we just laugh and joke about everything. We think there's a ha-ha-hee-hee moment while they erode the Constitution of the United States, not letting them know that there is no government that does not include me and does not include you, no matter where you are. So now they're messing around with illegal. They're messing around with immigrants and reform for immigrants to become illegal immigrants to become legal, instead of dealing with the elephant in the room, which is all the scandals that are going on within this administration.
They're the perfect. They're the perfect.
Blame it on race again. They will
don't let the right hand know what the left hand's doing.
And we're not paying attention, and they're going to flush us down the toilet. And we won't even know that we're sitting inside of it.
We're paying attention. Paying attention to the Kardashians and basketball wives. And
we're not even paying attention. Listen, I'm watching The Voice. We're not even paying attention there. We don't even vote there. Because ain't no way that young lady in the that sings their little rocker should still be there. We're not even paying attention there.
Never watch The Voice. Don't know.
We are not paying attention to anything. We are asleep. And we're taking God out of our whole system. And we're putting fear in its place. And wondering why we can't get ahead anywhere.
Nothing can live in a vacuum. If you remove God, you have to replace it with something, and we're replacing it with government.
And that which is the system.
Which is Satan.
Which is right.
Because Satan is of this world and God is of the other world.
And we would rather have something else done. And we are not paying attention to this. And if we are not, if we don't wake up, you're talking about we can't go back. You can't, right now, there's no way.
I know.
We can't even look back.
I know we can't go back.
We can't even
look
back.
But we need a rudder. We have. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going.
We can't even look back.
I navigated nuclear-powered submarines. You had to know where you started from to know where you were going to get, because if you didn't know where you were going and where you came from, you didn't know where you were.
They've lied too much about the history. You got to understand, this has been going on for centuries. America has been blessed because God has given us grace, but we've lied our way all the way through.
You're right. I mean, We've done some good things and we've done some bad things.
I was reading the other day about the Wright brothers and how they really were not the first person with airplanes and flying. I was also reading about the electric, you know, that we always give credit to Edison, I think it is. But it wasn't Edison that really came up with the way that we have the electrical system.
Edison perfected the light bulb. There were many people before him. He was the person that came up with a durable light bulb.
But there was another gentleman who actually put it on the grid, and and you look at our history, we give credit to everyone else, Westinghouse and anyone else, but we will not give credit to the crazy man who they actually, when he died, they took all his papers.
Tesla
took all of his papers, and they put them into the history, to the archives that no one could see them, because he wanted to give everyone
free electric.
Right.
He was working on a way to transport electricity with no wires.
Right. Are we understanding that?
Right.
They've lied so long. There's no reason why we should be paying. Tell me this. You have Public Utilities Commission. And all of the natural resources that come out of the ground. Yet all of your public agencies pay light bills, gas bills, and water bills.
Because they don't own any of the stuff coming out of the ground.
They did.
They don't. No, they never have. Not in the United States.
Yes, they did. I'll be right back. Hold on. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming. But Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling. Because behavioral health care is health care.
Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. Internet cafes in Youngstown and Warren were robbed simultaneously about 11 o'clock Monday night. In Warren, a man dressed as a woman and a man with an assault rifle held up the La Salute Cafe. The other armed robbery happened at the Internet Palace at East Midlothian Boulevard and Shady Run Road in Youngstown. A Warren man claims he is innocent of murder because he was insane at the time of the killing. 20-year-old Patrick Heltzel entered his plea yesterday in the stabbing death of 71-year-old Milton Grumbling III. Heltzel's father told police his son has had problems with mental health and drugs. Supporters of expanding the Medicaid program to include more low-income people are urging Ohio lawmakers to restore the proposal to the state budget. The group Advocates for Ohio's Future said it's open to separate legislation that achieves the same goal as long as it's passed by June 30th. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
At Buckeye Firearms, we know that summer is a busy time of year. To show our appreciation for you shopping at our Rogers, Austintown, and Streetsboro locations, we have some special events planned. Listen for announcements about our bi-weekly sales specials, great pricing, and a drawing for a $25 gift certificate every other week at each location all summer long. And through June 15th, special pricing on all pre-owned rifles and shotguns. Coming in July, stay tuned to this station for a very important news bulletin about your favorite gun store, Buckeye Firearms. Home of the Buckeye Advantage.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on SOM AM 600. Sticks and I are here in studio. And listen, I'm still giving out tickets to the Rainmaker. And if you want to go, give me a call at 330-781-9600. I have tickets for Friday, Saturday. Friday show, Sunday show. And then the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday show. So if you want to go, just give me a call, and I'll gladly give you some tickets. The Rainmaker is going to be played down at the the Victorian Players on Mahoning Avenue here in Mahoning, here in Youngstown, Ohio. And the Rainmaker is a play that is the community theater. And I think you'll have a good time.
Do you have any idea what it's about?
Uh-huh. Let's see if I can read it. Hold on. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Sure.
Okay. Hold on. No, that's not the wrong page. Is it hot in here or is it me, Sticks?
I think it's you.
Oh, man. Oh, my hot. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. South Carolina is on the phone with me. 440, your mic is up. And I'm going to try to find my reading for the Rainmaker, and I can't find it. So I'll tell you in a minute. Hey, 440.
You know, I've been listening, you know, for a while, and everything you say is right. It's correct, but if you're looking to improve on where you're at and how things are going to change, you can't keep treating white people as an adversary. It's not going to work. You know, if you put the blame on somebody or if you act angry towards somebody, they're not going to help you. And I mean, this is where we're at.
This are all white people bad?
I mean, you can't just because I'm white. And maybe your plight is because of us, all right? But you can't keep looking at us as the enemy. If you do that, you're dead in the water. I'm telling you straight.
Question for you. Question for you, and I'm glad you called in. And Sticks is here. Are all white people bad?
Not all of them are good. And the same thing with black people. Not all black people are good or
good or bad.
So
people are people.
People are people,
and we really need to start dealing with people like that, aren't we?
Yeah, but you can't prejudge, and that's what's happening. Everybody's prejudging. Black. He's got to be in a gang, you know, or you know, and that's what's happening. But I mean,
I agree.
And you have a very big voice. I mean, when people hear you, you're talking to millions of people, whether you know it or not. You're talking to a lot of people, and they hear that, and they hear the it's not our fault. Well, whose fault is it? And we're assuming that you're talking about white people in general.
You can't assume. Let me say this. Listen to what I'm saying. You can't assume. Because I'm not, but we have to take ownership.
I agree with you 100%, but they are assuming. I'm telling you straight.
They can't assume. Let me say it this way. Please, y'all, let me get this. I want you to understand this. I have to take responsibility for not standing on my own 2 feet and depending on the system. But you have to take responsibility for still following me down the street when I'm trying to go home. And when I
say
that,
Sure.
I was the guy. There's a friend of mine. He's with me almost like every day. I had a state highway patrolman follow me 14 miles. 14 miles. And I'm white. You can't. Now, this is where you might be assuming. You can't assume because you're black.
No, no, I'm saying. Hold on.
He was following you for that reason.
No, listen to what I'm saying. No, now, you have to understand. Okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe the other night he wasn't following me because I'm black. But when I go in the store and you follow me around, or when you assume, you know, you assume things and you have to understand, being black in America, even if you can assume some things, you always have to be on guard of all things because everything is not. It's just happened. It continues to happen. You follow me? Because North Line, I mean, I saw them turn around one day. It's been a couple years ago. Turn around in the middle of a Market Street here to pull me over. Tell me that I didn't have a front license plate.
Yeah.
But yet the Mercedes.
You want to know something?
I did the same thing. But the Mercedes Benz in front of me that didn't have a front license plate didn't get pulled over. You got to understand how some of this gets played. I didn't have a, so it's my fault. But going down the same street at about 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock at night, and you follow me, you know, it would be better almost for you to pull me over and say, hey, how you doing? Are you lost? Because after a while, it becomes very, very paranoid. It becomes a problem. And I need for you to let me do something wrong. Let me, you know, because I'm not the only one. If you ask some of my African American male colleagues who are professionals, they're pastors, they get followed the same way. Maybe it is a coincidence, or maybe I am assuming. But you got to understand, after a while, it gets old.
Well, you know what? If I walk into Walmart, if I go into Walmart and I'm wearing barn clothes, stuff I wear out in the barn or that, and I look kind of grubby or whatever, yeah, sooner or later, I notice that there's somebody following me because they don't trust me because I look like a doggone bum.
But they're going to do that to me just because I walk in and I can be in a dress and a suit and a tie. I mean, you gotta realize, as a woman, when I go out and I've got to wear a 4-inch heel on and you ask me for some pillows because you think I'm the chambermaid, my face is fully made up. I got lipstick on and everything. And you asked me to come make your bed?
Well, maybe they think you're hot, so they're following you for that reason. I don't know.
Come on now. You got to understand. And I understand where you're, but you got to, I mean, I was at an auction, and it was a high ticket auction. And there's no way you could have mistaken me for working for anything. Not even
right.
Being the hostess. And ask me, do I look like I'm working? Because I wouldn't hire me if I looked like me, because that means you're not a good. And that's a problem, that we get profiled instead of taking me as who I am and saying, hi, how are you? Have you seen a chambermaid? Have you seen a. And then I can say, you know what, maybe I am one. How can I help you? Well, I'm the manager here. How can I help you? But 4-inch stilettos walking down a corridor does not make for management and or a maid. And you're getting followed down the street. That kind of stuff is just not a good way to say it. It's a bad feeling. So I'm not blaming you, but you got to understand. After a while, you would get tired too. But they don't do y'all like that. They will assume. They will assume that you didn't do it before you do it.
I won't say that it happens like with you, but it does. It does to some extent, and it depends upon.
For example, just how you're dressed.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm dressed up. I can. You got a pair of dungarees on. You look like you got a, you're busting a sag with a hat turned around in the back. Absolutely.
Well,
for example, Tracy, you've seen my black Mercedes.
Yes.
The day that they arrested all those guys in Michigan, those militia guys.
Yeah.
I got pulled over.
Why'd you get pulled over?
And they pulled me. Well, they followed me long enough to run my plate. And I'm assuming that as soon as they found out I had a concealed carry license, they pulled me over. And I'm betting it was because I was driving that black Mercedes, that 1981 black Mercedes.
I don't know, because concealed. Why did they say they pulled you over when they gave you a reason?
No front license plate, and I'd been driving that car for about 3 years with no front license plate.
See, that's where I'm getting. I mean, I have a friend, and he was going down to Carroll County.
That's my stopping ground.
And he got stopped just because, white guy. And they profiled him because of his car.
Absolutely.
And gave him a hard time. And I understand that. I understand that all people get profiled, but after a while, being black in America, it gets old.
Well, that's right, because it's happened to me, say, once, and it's probably happened to you 1,000 times.
It's ongoing.
Right.
And so we got to take ownership of stuff. We're not blaming white people completely because it's all not all white people. But you got to understand the media and our society has put a perception in our mind that you can't trust black people until you know them.
Well, the media's put it in your mind that you can't trust white people till you know them.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And you can't trust Republicans whether you know them or not.
South Carolina, I wasn't going to go there. See there? I wasn't going to go there.
Well, that's what they tell
me. And am
I
wrong? I know you've been profiled.
Oh, yeah, I've been profiled several times.
And it's just not a good feeling.
That's just because you're a Marine. We all know Marines aren't to be trusted.
But I tell you what, though, I have not been stopped ever since I put my Marine Corps license tag on.
I believe that too. Now that's discrimination.
Yep. I got a set of them magic plates too.
Yep.
That's a problem, and we're going to talk about that. That's a problem. You're getting special treatment based upon your license plates.
Well, I mean, I told you about the thing with my dad. You know, he had him a nice big old medallion sitting on his dashboard, and all he'd do was tap that thing, and the cop would come up, and he'd look at it, and he'd say, "You have a nice day." You know what medallion I'm talking about, right, Chris?
I know which one. Don't even say it out loud. Don't even say it out loud.
Yep.
I just have a problem with that, and I understand, but we need to take ownership on our misconceptions that we have when it comes to people, because we've got them, and we are prejudiced, both black and white, and because we're prejudiced, we prejudge people based upon something that someone else told us, and it's hurting our society in totality. It really is.
Sure.
You and I are not supposed to be friends.
Well, that's right. I mean, Jeff and I, when I first started calling to this radio program, Jeff and I talked about that extensively. The system's designed to keep us fighting. Because if we're fighting with each other, we can't pay attention to what they're doing to us.
And they're doing a good
and
job.
And if we link arms, if we would link arms.
Man, it would mess up the whole process.
That's right.
It would mess up the whole process if we would just understand that there's not a whole lot of difference between you and me.
There ain't.
Besides the color of a person's eyes.
A black person making $30,000 a year and a white person making $30,000 a year is in the same boat, and they need to figure it out now.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
they
do.
Really do.
Yeah, they do. And it's not $30,000. You keep on saying that magic number. That we don't want to like Mitt Romney. But when Mitt Romney talked about the working class, and he said $250,000.
Yeah, he's right.
You have to understand that is what you would call middle class. The rest of us are just working poor.
Well, and where you live in the country has a big determination on that too.
Yes and no, because it only takes one bad situation for you to lose all that you've got. Only one. Lose your job, get laid off. Look at the Del Fi retirees and what they've done to their pension program based upon legislation. So no matter how much money you thought you had, you don't have any now. So now you're working second jobs because you didn't have the money that you thought you were going to have when you retired.
And see that, and that's where we look at things from different perspectives from where we live geographically. Because I don't know a single GM or Delphi
retiree
that's not living well, even though they got their pensions cut.
We're talking about salary.
I'm talking about
We're not talking about labor because labor still got their pensions.
Okay.
The salary retired worker.
Okay, I don't know about anything about salary.
Okay, so that everyone knows.
You were talking about labor.
No, they took care of the people that were in the union.
Okay.
But the people who were salaried, they cut their pensions drastically.
Okay.
And it was because they didn't have a collective bargaining unit for salaried workers.
And they
paid some of these people in shares. And usually the shareholders get paid before the union.
Right.
They didn't do that when they allowed General Motors to go bankrupt.
Right, I knew that.
And so what they did was not only did they cut their pensions and not protect them, but they also made sure that their shares that they owned inside the company that they were paying them with were just paper.
Okay. Yeah, I know General Motors did actually go bankrupt, and the original stock was worth nothing, and they reissued an entirely new company.
Correct.
And the really dirty thing they did was they allowed those worthless shares to be traded on the stock market for a period of several months.
And they knew it.
And they knew it. Instead of pulling them off.
And they knew it.
And a lot of people got, the people that knew what was going on made money, and the people that didn't know what was going on got took.
And a lot of people got took.
But let's go back to this geographic thing, because the people that I know that work in those places, they don't just work there. They've all built up something on the side. They don't just go to work and come home at night. And that's geographically the different mindset from where you live to where I live.
I got some friends that work at General Motors, and they have lawn cutting, snow pushing. They do well. It's not geographic.
Okay.
It's not geographic. It's all about. It's not about where you live. It's about how you're raised.
Okay.
And
I'll go along with that.
And it's about generation.
I'll go along with that.
It's a generation. If you are a part of a generation that you are a hustler and you don't mind working, then you're going to be okay. But my problem is you've got people, and when I say pensions, I'm talking about people not that took the early buyout. I'm talking about people who were depending on their pensions.
62 years old.
That have
I'm
lost
supposed
their,
to get my check.
Right.
And now I'm not getting a check.
Right. So it's not about I got money on the side, I'm doing okay. It's about I put my money in and you stole it.
Well, right. And my father went through that. I mean, I understand what this whole PVGC thing is, and you're getting 10 cents on the dollar for what you were promised. But what I don't understand is, especially in this valley, how many of those guys in the steel mills in the 70s had their pensions kicked over to the PBGC? We should have known this would happen.
No. Because you got to understand, General Motors was never supposed to fail. And if you,
but what makes General Motors any different than U.S. Steel?
Because it was a blue chip stock. It was everybody was driving the cars. And remember, it was so successful for so long. You would have never thought General Motors would have gone down. First,
what about Republic Steel?
That was different. That was totally different.
You were talking a 100-plus-year-old company.
But you said that's different.
Union Metal, where my dad was, 100-plus-year-old
company.
Let
me ask this. Where is the steel mill? Where is the steel company now? The same steel company that you mentioned. Where's Republic Steel right now?
I don't know what, by what.
Guess what?
The Russians.
The Gray Mother is still landing in Detroit, making money. It's not like they're out of business not making a car. You're still buying Cadillacs. You're still buying Cruises. You're still buying General Motors product. So tell me. The difference between the two? You did not. The steel companies did not advertise that they were going to give the person that they were firing a $3 million bonus.
Yeah, they did.
Steel mill did?
When Union Metal went bankrupt, the guy that ran it in the ground got $1 million in the company airplane in 1984.
Okay.
And the men knew about it. And my dad got 25 cents. And my dad got 25 cents on the dollar for his vacation owed, and $200 a month.
But your country, your president did not step in and underwrite the bankruptcy.
You're right.
nor did they go to the union workers and not to the shareholders and to the salaried employees and cut
That's
everybody
right.
else off,
That's
did
right.
they?
The steel workers.
What was the difference?
The steel workers took it all. Took it all.
I got to take my break. I'll be right back.
You're right.
That's what I'm saying. If a company goes under, it goes under. But let all of them go under the same way.
I agree.
Don't pick and choose how you're going to let some people live and some people die based upon who's the negotiating factor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
A lot of that over Colorado today. At least 5 major wildfires burning in that state, the largest of them near Colorado Springs. At least 7,000 people have been evacuated. Many homes are threatened.
If the winds do double back on us, property that we felt or that we identified as being salvaged or unaffected, it could very easily be consumed by the fire today.
El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita, no can do. That's what the government said to a tiny Texas town, much of which was literally blown off the map.
On the night of the fertilizer plant explosion that claimed 15 lives and shattered buildings for a mile in all directions, West Mayor Tommy Muschka declared,
"We're going to build back. It's not the end of the world. It's just a big old cut that we got across our hearts."
But the town will apparently build back without much help from Washington. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says the blast damage, estimated at $57 million, doesn't rise to the level of a major disaster declaration. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A Pennsylvania girl is undergoing a lung transplant at this hour. 10-year-old Sarah Murnahan suffers from severe cystic fibrosis. Her parents convinced a federal judge to place her on the national transplant list. Usually you have to be 12 years old. The Dow is down 52 points, NASDAQ off 17. This is ABC News.
Hey, folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 10 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 10 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 10 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 10 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Chrysler may be on a collision course with federal regulators over a request for a recall. ABC's Richard Davies says the carmaker has less than a week to formally respond.
The top U.S. sales executive for Chrysler insists its cars are safe, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants rear-mounted gas tanks to be replaced on millions of Jeeps. Regulators say they're unsafe and may have contributed to more than 50 deaths from rear-end crashes. Chrysler has a June 18th deadline to formally respond. If it continues to resist a very expensive recall, there could be a lengthy court battle. Richard Davies, ABC News.
An Australian endurance athlete has begun her bid to become the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without a protective shark cage. Chloe McCardle expects it to take her about 60 hours to make the 100-mile trip from Havana to the Keys, braving sharks and jellyfish along the way. She knows it won't be easy, but says she's well prepared. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
At Early & Sons Relocation, we know about the heart and soul of a home. Early & Sons Relocation specializes in coordinating life's changes. For your basic needs, rely on Early & Sons Relocation. For downsizing, organizing, relocation services, lawn care, handyman services, or age-in-place plans for your current home, call Early & Sons Relocation for your free consultation to make your transition as stress-free as possible. Early & Sons Relocation Moving Coordinators, 330-501-7004, or earleyandsons.com.
Vitality, that special something that puts a spring in your step and a smile on your lips. Sometimes an illness, injury, or surgery can knock the vim and vigor right out of you. If that's the case, the therapy staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you recover energy, endurance, and a sense of vigor. With progressive exercise and gentle persuasion, the rehabilitation staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you find your get up and go. help you regain that feeling of vitality that makes every day a good day, a day to smile about. To find out more, call Crandall Medical Center at 330-938-6126 or visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com. Call 330-938-6126 anytime. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring. A good place to get better.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit drive1ohio.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-654-6449. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40 absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-784-4821. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40 absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-784-4821. That's 1-800-784-4821.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, I got a message. We were talking about the General Motors salary employees who've got shafted on their pensions, and he says General Motors salary workers tended to be management and engineers. They have unions because the unions consider them the same way black people look at as white people. They don't need a collective bargaining agreement since they already have everything that they need. That's what he wrote. He said, also, I get profiled about once a month. I'm not a mature professional gentleman I am a mature professional with 2 degrees, but rather a store manager or laborer and a John or a shoplifter.
Okay.
I'm just reading what he wrote.
Okay.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. Hey, one day I really hope that we get to the resources that we will have the money that we can actually go out and really do some on-camera role reversal.
That would be interesting.
I would love to do so that we can have some serious conversation and take people out and you can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they profile African Americans, they profile fat people.
Yes, they do.
And until you walk in that skin, it would make you cry if you had to go through some things that people go through on an ongoing basis.
When we got married, and for several years, my wife had a huge overbite. It was amazing. Once that overbite was repaired, she started getting better raises. She started getting promotions. I mean, it was amazing what personal appearance does for you economically, and it doesn't matter what the quality of your work is.
No. You would be amazed on at what happens when it is, and I know, well, it's not your fault. No, you may not, but subliminally, you are conditioned.
Being a man of limited stature. I used to do business with a gentleman who was a little over 6 foot tall, and we would walk into some place, and it was like I wasn't even there. They would start talking to him, and I'm equal partner in this venture here. You know, hey, I'm down here. You know, hey, look at the short guy, and so you know, there's an awful lot of different profiling and a lot of different biases
there is
that people have. You know. If you're 6'2", blonde haired, blue eyed, and cut, you're gonna get best opportunities.
But you have to understand. But in ranking, when it comes to people of color, you have to understand what you think about people. I mean, I was watching something called South Carolina. Your mic is on, and it is open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. I was watching something called Bring It On. It's a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
A cheerleader series of movies that come on for young people, and I'm still a kid at heart, so just so you know. And it's really amazing how we even perceive Latin women, and how it shapes as people are younger. Mm-hmm. And you don't even think about it, and what people think about Asian people,
right?
What people think about Jewish people. And it's not a good way to discern and or to picture people, but we do it.
Did you notice the new Cheerios ad though? It took me about 15 times before I realized it. It's a biracial couple.
I heard people were upset about it.
Why would you be upset about it? I didn't see anything wrong with it. It's a little girl. And you can, after you watch it a few times, you start paying attention. She's a little biracial girl and a white mom. And she says something about the Cheerios helping heart, and daddy's asleep on the couch, black man. And so the little girl goes and dumps the Cheerios all over his chest, and he wakes up. It's kind of a cute commercial. I don't know why anybody would be upset about it.
Well, I mean, they're not upset about it. They're upset about more of the...
It looked to me like it was pushing the traditional nuclear family. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it.
We talk about the television show Scandal. Scandal's got everything scandalous in it that you could possibly think of. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And scandal as scandalous. I mean, and you have interracial relationships all through that with the President of the United States of America. And he's having an affair with one.
So why should anybody care?
People don't
care.
That
it's biracial.
People don't care. I don't think they care about it.
Well, you said people were upset about this commercial.
They're upset about the Cheerios, but they're concerned about the I shit my pants, too.
I what?
I shit my pants.
I haven't heard that. You've lost me.
It's a commercial for South Carolina. Do you know? I can't. It's a commercial for Kmart.
I hadn't seen that one. I hope I never do.
It's called I Shit My Pants. S-H-I-P.
Oh, okay. That's like that other radio host that has the bull ship.
That's correct.
The large metal vessel that
that's
carries
correct.
The bull. Okay.
That's correct.
All
that's
right.
correct.
Right.
I mean, and so I'm not cussing, so
okay.
my don't mother don't get
okay.
me when I get home.
Okay.
It's a commercial.
Okay.
And people don't like it because they say it's too close. And I can see their view. But
I don't know.
When you look at interracial, I mean, people are just not, I don't know if, I think they're ready for it, yet they're not ready for it.
But you had, you had people complaining about the Progressive commercial, or the Geico commercial with the pig and the woman in the car, and that was just plain funny to me.
Are you cold yet?
I haven't gone for my coat yet.
Hey,
I live with a middle-aged woman. I understand this fully, so I'm just kind of dealing with it.
Okay.
You know how that works too, don't you, South?
He's gone. We don't know where he is.
Sometimes people just got to laugh. I'm sorry. Some stuff you just got to laugh at.
So since we're there and you want to laugh, this is not funny. But can we talk about Bill Cosby for a minute?
Now what Bill Cosby do? I hadn't heard this yet.
Oh. The number, again, is 347-945-5229. And I'm going to play this clip. And, I'll do this one. Tomorrow's Health and Wellness Day.
And welcome back to Hannity. Now, over the weekend, outspoken comedian Bill Cosby authored a controversial opinion piece in the New York Post about the flaws of American communities today. And the former star of The Cosby Show, he's raising eyebrows for the op-ed in which he says we should all be more like Muslims. He wrote, quote, "I'm a Christian, but Muslims are misunderstood, intentionally misunderstood. We should all be more like them. They make sense, especially with their children. There's no other group like the black Muslims who put so much effort into teaching children the right things. They don't smoke, they don't drink, or overindulge in alcohol. They protect their women, they command respect, and what do these other people do? They complain about them. They criticize them. We'd be a better world if we emulated them." And needless to say, many people found his words troubling, and my next guest took to Twitter to express his disagreement with Cosby. Former Congressman Alan West tweeted, quote, "Today in the New York Post, Bill Cosby said we should be more like Muslims. You mean honor killings, beheadings, suicide bombings? Hope you're kidding, sir." Joining me now, former Florida Congressman and director of NextGeneration.tv, Fox News contributor Colonel Alan West. Sir, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me on, Sean. How are you?
I was surprised by his comments. Tell me why you felt the need to respond.
Well, I think it's very important because we cannot allow people that are influential in our country, especially in the entertainment industry, to start putting out false information. I'll give you a great example. Today, as reported from Reuters and the Washington Times, Syrian Islamists kidnapped, tortured, and then executed a 15-year-old young Syrian boy in front of his mother and father just because he, quote-unquote, disrespected Muhammad by saying that he did not want to be a believer. And we know that if you choose not to be a believer, that's apostasy, and he was killed. You know, those are not the type of things that are in keeping with Western civilization values. When you talk about black Muslims, let's also remember the Nigerians who brutally and savagely attacked and beheaded the young British soldier Lee Rigby, or Rigby, I believe, and they were from Nigeria. Look up the group, the terrorist group Boko Haram, and the things that they're doing to Christians in Nigeria, the Easter attacks, the Christmas Day attacks. But yet the Obama administration does not put Boko Haram on the terrorist list. And then, of course, in the United States of America, we've had a series of honor killings that have occurred. The father that backed over his daughter in Arizona, the other father who shot his two daughters in Texas in a cab, and then in Jonesboro, Georgia, a father who strangled his young daughter. So I don't think that's very keeping with the right type of family values that we endear here in the United States of America and in Western civilization.
I was particularly disturbed by his comments about how they protect their women. How do you view women as being treated in Muslim countries?
Well, it's very simple. When you understand that in the Quran, you are, you know, sanctioned to beat your wife. But having been over in the Middle East, I saw countless amounts of times of women being attacked and beaten. We know many times the Taliban was throwing acid on young girls who were trying to go to school. We know about the young girl in Pakistan who was attacked by the Pakistani Taliban, and she was shot in the head simply because she had spoken out about young girls getting an education. So, again, I don't know where Mr. Cosby is getting his information from, because I'm speaking about facts.
Well, do they protect their women? I know that some Muslim countries you need 4 male eyewitnesses to prove rape. Is that protecting women?
No, that's not, and that's one of the traditions of Muhammad that is carried on, and of course they see him as the premier individual to emulate. But when you look at some of the things that in his history, when you study the hadith, the traditions of Muhammad, you see some very reprehensible behavior, to include modern-day pedophilia, and I think some psychopathic, sociopathic type of behavior. And let's be very honest, this gentleman was nothing more than a very vicious warlord.
Now, what are the things, I mean, Saudi Arabia women can't drive. They have the morality police. Women can't be seen outside the home with men that they're not related to. What about the issue of women having to cover themselves? That doesn't sound like the freedom that we give women here in America.
No, you have women that have to cover themselves, and also in Saudi Arabia, you had a school of women that were left to burn to death because they were not allowed outside by the morality police because they were not properly dressed. And let's not forget about genital mutilation in the Islamic world. So when you talk about a war on women, I think we know exactly where we should be looking, and that is truly in the institution of Sharia law, which is part of the tenets of Islam. All right.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. I wanted to get that in since tomorrow's Health and Wellness Day, and I know that we will be back here on Friday. It'll be a little bit different. We're going to do an I'll start the show, and then we're going to do a best of. The number is 347-945-5229. What are your comments on that? Because I've got my own excuse for Bill Cosby.
The protecting woman thing just absolutely blows my mind, because we know how the Muslim faith in those countries treats women.
But that's not what Bill Cosby said.
He said they protect their women.
I don't think that's what Bill Cosby was talking about. South Carolina, you there?
Yes,
think that's what Bill Cosby was talking about.
So what do you think he was talking about?
Tracy?
Yeah, go ahead.
The comment that Bill Cosby was talking was making, I think it was taken out of context. I have met several black Muslims, and even though we don't agree on religious beliefs, I do think they have very high character in the way they want to raise their kids and the philosophy that they use to approach taking care of their neighborhood and doing community service and everything. And I think that might have been where the rub was. I think the news media kind of took this and twisted it to make it,
South Carolina. Let me tell you what I really believe this is. And for y'all that don't know, there's something called the Nation of Islam.
And
the Nation of Islam has absolutely nothing to do. Are they regarded as Islamic per se?
Right.
In Islam, even though I disagree with the Nation of Islam on their religious practices, I think that's where he was talking about it when he was saying this, because they're not extremists. Nothing. They just there. They just that had nothing to do with it.
Cosby was speaking of Louis Farrakhan and not the Arab Muslims.
And the problem that I have with it, because I'm a Christian, is because we have tainted Christianity so much that he reached out to the Nation of Islam as a role model and not to the Christian faith in which he says he believes, because we have tainted our way of, our walk and our way of life so much as Christians, that he would point to them and not point to, and not point to us.
Yeah.
Well, how come when a Christian family ascribes to those same values, they're crazy? You know, when you don't want your daughter dressing like a hussy, and you want to shut the television off in your house, and all the things that the so-called crazy radical Christians want for their families, it's crazy for Christians. But when the Nation of Islam wants the same thing,
the Nation of Islam is, don't get this twisted. The Nation of Islam is not regarded in any way, shape, or form because of Minister Farrakhan. So don't think that they buy into what they're doing. What we're saying is, they took this and they made it to a Middle Eastern Islamic way of life. And I think he was talking about the Nation of Islam.
Now you're really starting to confuse me.
The Nation of
Islam, because it's my understanding. Now wait a minute. I mean, I understand there are two different things: the Nation of Islam in the United States and Arab Islam are two entirely different things.
Absolutely.
I understand
exactly
that. But the point I was trying to make is, it's my understanding that the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan's group,
right,
teaches strong morals, teaches a strong patriarch in the house.
Absolutely.
To a large extent, separation from the popular culture, and basic traditional, what we would call Christian values of the family.
Right.
But when a Christian family,
right,
wants to act like that, they get demonized.
What I'm saying to you is, a Muslim family gets demonized as well as a Christian family that gets demonized for it. I'm saying, because the Christian family, the Christian family gets demonized. Anybody who lives in an amoral society gets demonized for living an immoral lifestyle, no matter who you are, no matter what you believe.
But it just appears
the Nation of Islam is never expounded to be great in anywhere, except within their own ranks. So they're not getting any more respect than the Christian. My issue was Bill Cosby, because Christians are not Christians,
right?
And so he had to point his finger to a Muslim, and he didn't specify which Islamic community he was talking about.
Okay.
Because he definitely wasn't. He was not talking about the Middle East.
But they're not. Go ahead, Sal.
It was basically a slap in the face to the Christian church.
That's what he slapped the Christians, because he didn't point to Christians. He pointed to Muslims. But he wasn't talking about the ones overseas. He was talking about the Nation of Islam.
But what I'm trying to say is, you don't hear of those families being drug in front of in the media and demonized the way that they do.
Because they're not respected. They're not even thought about. That's why when he mentioned when he talked about Muslims, we went straight overseas and didn't go to Chicago. You follow me? When he mentioned Muslim, they went to the Middle East. They didn't go to Chicago.
Okay, I can get there with you.
So the reason why, when he's talking about how they hold their women in high esteem and they're self-reliant and they do this and do that, he's talking about Chicago. He ain't talking about overseas.
Now let me ask you this. I've always wanted to know about this.
Uh-oh.
That the pictures of Martin Luther King in the I Have the Dream speech.
Right.
The people standing behind him in the white caps, were they Nation of Islam people?
I would say yes.
Okay. So there was a coming together at that time of the Christians and the Muslims
it was a black movement.
Okay.
It was a black movement. They had never separated. They just had different means of trying to get to a destined end.
Okay.
And they killed them both, because both were Malcolm X and Martin Luther King were assassinated.
Right.
So anybody that had any influence that could rise up to get these people who were trying to integrate into the system and change it and be productive, they got rid of. Medgar Evers, today is the anniversary of his killing. They killed him. He was talking about education. Martin Luther King was talking about equality. And Malcolm X was pretty much talking about economics. And they eradicated them quickly. It's true.
So who's the next guy they're going to take out?
Not me. And I'm talking about all three. They've already done the damage. They don't have to take them out anymore. It's already done.
I don't think it is. I don't think
it's
completed.
Already done. Oh, it's done.
I don't think it's completed. It's completed in your community.
It's completed across the board. We got the boob tube for that.
That's true. I mean, you know,
we don't need to kill anybody anymore. Right now, we have people who are triggered to go out and kill people at will, so we can come take your gun so that you can be in love with the government and not realize you are the government.
Well, you park a child in front of a television from the time they're born for 12 or 14 hours a day. I'm sure you can make them believe anything you want them to believe.
You know, and again, this is about money, power, and influence. This has absolutely nothing to do with what we think.
Do any parents read to their kids anymore?
Some do. Some do. There's some good parents out there.
Well, I know there's some.
They're just not. They're not the majority. And then you have to understand that I don't have time to read. I'm tired. I've been reading all day long. I've gone to soccer practice. I've gone to baseball practice. I have got to cook. I've been to work. I've got work to do at home. I've got things. And I'm.
Because you've got one person trying to do two people's jobs.
I've got. No, this is just husband and wife in a house. I was talking about a single unit family. Mom's working. Dad's working. We got kids. They're going there. They're going here. We're doing this. We're doing that. We're trying to pay the bills. We don't. The time is premium now.
We give our kids too much to do.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too. I've got some friends. I've got some very devout Catholic friends, and Sunday's off limits. Sunday is absolutely off limits. That is for the family, and that's it. Period.
But again, you've got to be raised in that kind of structure. And then you're not talking about the dynamic.
Well, yes, you have to be raised in that kind of structure, and then you have to be strong enough willed not to let the society change your way of looking at things. Because this guy's around my age. There's nothing saying that because he was raised that way that he's not going to let the society come in and change the way he runs his family.
Okay.
Because you know, your kid's got to be at ball practice on Sunday or he might not make state.
But now he's already going to state. There's nothing wrong with him going. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as the whole family's going to watch Johnny play and we're a unit. The problem is our problem is in my community is that we send Johnny and don't go until the playoffs.
I don't think it's just your community. I think it's a lot of families.
I send Johnny, but I don't show up. So Johnny looks out in the stands, and Mama's not embarrassing them.
You know, you send. How many families send their kids to church instead of taking them to church?
Yeah, we send them everywhere, but we don't go.
Right.
That's a problem.
You know, it's.
And we don't send them to church anymore. Send them to church. You got a whole generation that's completely unchurched. They have no idea what church is. You go to church for funerals and weddings.
Vacation Bible school.
No, no.
You don't do vacation Bible school no more.
They do. They go to. They got about 10. But you don't go to church no more. Church ain't no picnic. They don't go there no more. We got day camp.
They do. They will go. They will go when they're giving out commodities.
Oh yeah, they're giving out free. Yeah, they're giving out stuff. We go for that.
Graduation Sunday.
No, Easter Sunday.
No,
we pass out food all year long.
Easter. Tracy, the church is filled on Easter and
Mother's Day.
Thanksgiving.
Actually, they don't even fill up on Mother's Day like they used to, South Carolina.
Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving.
They don't do that anymore. Because you don't have to go with your mama. You might go with grandma.
I didn't say Mother's Day. I said Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving.
We don't even do that anymore. Ain't nobody going to church on Easter Sunday. Not for the population that we have. We show up for funerals and weddings. Church is a building that sits at the end and you go and wave, you keep on going. People rob churches now. There's no endearment for church anymore.
Just like Rodney Dangerfield said,
what's
you
that?
Just can't get no respect.
That's what I'm saying.
So you think they've done a pretty good job of tearing down the foundations of the nation?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's the next step?
For the preacher to get back in the pulpit and start standing up on his own 2 feet and telling the truth?
I got one of them.
Well, we need some more.
Yes, we do.
And they need to run it as a business and not as a hobby.
That's true.
But
that
has to happen if we're going to make systemic change. If you want, you're talking about going back if we're going to change it? We change it by standing up and going forward.
Well, we got to be there for each other, too.
Pick up God, you'll be there. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. I promise you, we will get back to where we need to go. It's just that simple.
Can't argue with you there.
But as far as
you've made a statement too. There's an awful lot of people in this country don't love themselves. And if you
don't
love yourself, it's hard to love someone
else.
You
gotta love God first. Because the only way that you can love yourself is to love God first.
That's true.
You can't love yourself if you don't love God, because God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to have good self-esteem when the society has beaten you down, unless there's something inside of you causing you to love you. And that's the God in you. Then you begin to see yourself as God sees you, and you begin to stand on your own 2 feet and find out that I'm not as bad as the country said I was.
Well, Satan's the father of lies, and we're made in God's image, all of us.
Right.
Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight.
When's the last time you heard that? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why we don't have respect for one another. We don't respect people. I got to go take my break. Come on now. Bill Cosby said something, and instead of going and asking him what he was saying, he wasn't talking about the Middle East. He was talking about some people in Chicago. And it's kind of sad when you point to the people in Chicago and don't point to the church that you go to.
Well, we have lost our way. There's
go
no
to,
doubt about
people
that.
People go to church looking like they get ready to go to the farm. We don't respect the church. We don't respect the people. We don't respect the pastor. We don't respect parents. We just and nobody says anything.
I resemble that remark, because we do wear jeans to my church, as you recall.
Are they clean jeans?
Brand spanking new ones.
Not every Sunday.
And button down shirt.
At least you had a button down shirt.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't go to church without a button. At least you would not go to Sunday service without a shirt with a collar on it.
Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. I want to thank Sticks for coming in and hanging out with me today. Tomorrow is health and wellness. Tomorrow, Dr. Brandy, we're going to be talking about schizophrenia. And so tomorrow we will start with that. And then then we're going to talk about your mood and your exercises and how exercising will shape your mood. And then Dr. Mason is going to come in, and he's going to also talk about mental health and wellness and how you need to pay attention and diagnose yourself, go and start eating better, because your food, sugars and things, they actually affect your instability of your mental thought, and even your children also. So we're going to talk about that on tomorrow. And so I really want everyone to call in, chime in, and be with us as we go about tomorrow's health and wellness. I know we're not going to be on fire. We won't be shooting anybody down. No planes in the sky. But we do need for you to listen in, even if you don't call in. But we love having your commentary when we do this, because there's a lot of information out there when it comes to health and wellness and mental health. When we talk about guns and when we talk about people going wacko and doing things that they shouldn't do, remember, it's because most of it has to do with their mental health, their sanity. Saying people don't pick up a gun and go into a school and just shoot it up.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is healthcare. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Internet cafes in Youngstown and Warren were robbed simultaneously about 11 o'clock Monday night. In Warren, a man dressed as a woman and a man with an assault rifle held up the Lotsalute Cafe. The other armed robbery happened at the Internet Palace at East Midlothian Boulevard and Shady Run Road in Youngstown. A Warren man claims he is innocent of murder because he was insane at the time of the killing. 20-year-old Patrick Heltzel entered his plea yesterday in the stabbing death of 71-year-old Milton Grumbling III. Heltzel's father told police his son has had problems with mental health and drugs. Supporters of expanding the Medicaid program to include more low-income people are urging Ohio lawmakers to restore the proposal to the state budget. The group Advocates for Ohio's Future said it's open to separate legislation that achieves the same goal as long as it's passed by June 30th. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus,
a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Where do you find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio? At your local Ford dealer. The totally redesigned Fusion. Now just sign and drive away in a new Fusion with no cash due at signing. Visit drive1ohio.com.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600. Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600 WSOM. Walk into any big box store and you'll see all kinds of outdoor furniture. What you'll also see is poor quality workmanship and materials that aren't made here. Now visit this address on the web, www.cedaroutdoor.com. That's where you'll find Berlin Gardens quality outdoor furniture made by the Amish right here in the USA. From lawn and garden patio furniture, gazebos, pergolas, great outdoor accents like wishing well buckets and bird feeders, and even Amish-made backyard playgrounds. All made and designed to last in outdoor conditions with recycled poly lumber. Green material, recycled from plastic jugs. For 18 years, Cedar Outdoor Furniture in Malvern has been custom crafting outdoor furniture with a pride in construction that can't be matched by the big box stores. Visit our website at www.cedaroutdoor.com. Like us on Facebook, order online, or call 1-800-488-2588.
At the Law Office of J.M. Shade, we focus on estate planning for the elderly and people with special needs. We'll help you find a way to pay for long-term health care, write your will, and set up a trust to avoid probate. Estate planning is essential for everyone. Don't delay and leave your family to deal with the stress after you're gone. Show them you care. Call us today, 866-606-6187. That's 866-606-6187. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm almost done with the day, and this is going to be a good day. Sticks is with me all day long today. I think my hair is all over my head now. I keep on taking this thing off and off my head, so it's going to – oh, it's radio. Nobody cares. It is 48 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock. Got to talk about them, the foot basketball game last night. The Heat got whipped. Never thought they'd get whipped like that. They got a lesson last night, but I hope it's not payback when they come back, because if it is, they're going to be in trouble. And Ocho, what's his name? I can't think of the name. Ocho something.
The French guy.
No, black football player. He went to court on domestic violence and
oh yeah, he got 30 days.
He slapped his lawyer on the butt, saying "good job." And when he came back for sentencing, the court slapped him back in jail for 30 days.
Yep.
Wow.
Tebow's going to the Patriots.
Yeah. Tebow's going to the Patriots. And Jay Leno says he might get audited now since he's got Patriot in his name. you never know.
Bill Clinton's father of the year.
Bill Clinton's father of the year. Not quite sure how that happened. Well, he's a good dad. I'm quite sure he is. What? You don't like his politics, so he can't be a good dad?
No.
a good dad, can he?
I don't think he was such a good dad when Chelsea was little, because Chelsea was, what, 12 years old when...
That has nothing to do with his fathering.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It's all part and parcel of the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
how can
it's
you
not.
Be a, that's part of the role model thing that dads
no,
do.
No, 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 no. Getting caught with what... Well, because maybe I'm a little bit too liberal for that. And even as a preacher who's a conservative, people do what people do. And I'm not one to throw stones at what people do. But by God's grace, there go the rest of us.
I agree.
I don't think that has anything to do with his fathering. I think it has to do with whatever moral...
As a father, I say it has something to do with his fathering, because when you're a father, you're supposed to put your children ahead of your own wants, needs, and desires.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing it. No. There are good dads that do bad things.
Oh, I agree. I'm not saying that.
And they're not putting their kids first when they're doing bad things.
But they're not father of the year. That title should mean that you're not just a good dad, that you're an exemplary dad.
There is no such thing.
Yeah, there are.
No, they're not.
Yes, there are.
Who? Jesus? Who?
I've got some older relatives that I would consider that.
That's because you don't know their skeletons. The only difference between people in the public and people in the private is that their skeletons get exposed.
You don't believe there are a minority of people with minimal skeletons.
No.
See, I do.
No, there are none. Everybody's the same. Everybody can be a butt from time to time.
I agree with that.
And their skeletons make them. There are no perfect people who do everything right, and we need to quit putting people on these pedestals thinking that they do, because they don't. I'm sorry. There are people that have made bad decisions, made bad mistakes. If they didn't cheat on their wife, they did something else. But there are no perfect families. There are no perfect people.
I never said there was perfect.
And
there are just some things.
There are people that are out there that, you know, they may never cheat, but they're not very kind at times in their household. But they put their children first, and they love them no matter what. And they're always there, and they're great parents. Even though how they treat one another is like bad cheese. No. No.
I don't know.
Father
of the year. I mean, that's just...
Father,
I'm sorry.
Everyone's a father of the year. If you're there for your kids. But there are no... We put pressure on people that they shouldn't have. And so everybody's trying to be, you know, father of the year. Everybody who is in their children's lives that love their children and put them first, and then you should put your wife first before you put your child first.
Oh, that's true. God, wife, children.
Right. But and that has respect
God, husband,
for them.
Children.
Right. And has respect for them, and does the right thing by their family. All of them are great fathers of the year.
So where did this short circuit happen when the majority of us now are going? No God, children, spouse.
No God, no children, no spouse.
No. No God.
No
children. Children. Yeah, a lot of families, upper middle class families especially, put the children ahead of everything.
Well, that's wrong too.
And they put the children ahead of each other.
That's a problem too. And they don't stay married long either.
Which creates another out of balance position.
There you go. But, you know, we put too much pressure on people, and that's why they can't do... They can't be who they're supposed to be. There are exemplary fathers who are just bad. They're the bad people, and they're good dads. I hate to say it that way, but they are.
The Godfather, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, but think about it.
Yeah, the Godfather was a pretty good dad. He was a pretty bad dude, but he was a pretty good dad.
There's some people out there that are not what I would call, definitely not, but there's some good dads. It's like, wow.
And I'm not going to.
And I know some people that, they're some terrific dads, but their lifestyle is right.
Yeah,
seriously.
But if their lifestyle is that bad, what kind of a...
They leave
a
they, listen, when we were growing up, our parents did things that we didn't know our parents did. And our parents were so great because they never let us know that they were doing anything wrong, ever. There are some people that have never heard their parents have an argument. And when you got older, you found out that your parents fought like cats and dogs. They didn't even stay married after you moved out the house because they actually hated each other. But you never heard them argue. And you never heard mom say anything bad about this person. There's some people out there that stay in some serious abusive relationships based upon being a good parent.
Oh, I know that happens.
I mean, and they are great dads. They're just a bad husband, bad wife. And you would never, and people would not know the mental anguish that the husband or wife or whoever is going through, just based on, you know, what is going on in their life. But that doesn't make them a bad dad or a bad mom. Don't you avoid, because he had a Lewinsky and he couldn't control his Winky? Doesn't make him a bad dad. It just makes him a bad judgment of error.
I don't know.
Seriously. He's got a bad judgment. He can't
maybe, control. Maybe the thing is he got caught.
Absolutely.
If he hadn't got caught, maybe it'd be.
And he didn't
story.
Get caught. He got set up.
Well, yeah. I mean, what woman saves a dress?
That's what I'm saying. He got set up. I mean,
she knew what she was doing.
Somebody knew what they were doing when that woman told her to save that dress. But he got set up.
It was Newt Gingrich's fault.
But is Newt Gingrich a bad dad?
Yes, I think so.
How about Rudy Giuliani?
Yes. Fred Thompson?
All of them. Do you know how many bad dads there are out there?
Mm-hmm. Most of us.
So that's not, no. Dads are perfect in the eyes of their children, or should be. And we shouldn't call them bad because dads have made mistakes and have issues.
So we're not all Ward Cleaver.
No. Even some of the best men I know have had some winkies on the side based upon the relationship that they were in. And I don't condone adultery, but there's some stuff out there, and we point our finger at people, but we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, people in glass houses shouldn't even throw stones.
Absolutely not. And I believe that proverb. You know, we need to be careful in that past judgment. And your relationship with your wife or your spouse has nothing really to do with your relationship with your kids. Be a good dad. Just be dad. Respect the kid. Nurture the kid. Teach the kid.
Why is it when we used to have collect calls, Father's Day was the day of the year with the most collect calls, where Mother's Day was the largest phone call?
That's volume. Dad is dad. That's why dad always gets tied and underwear for Christmas.
Power tools.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of buying mom a vacuum cleaner for Mother's Day.
You could get put out. that'd be bad. Don't do that. That's bad. Bad. I tell you, know, you don't do that. I don't care how bad she wants a mixer. No. How bad she wants that $250 iron. Just say no.
I bought my wife a mixer for Christmas one year. She was ecstatic.
No.
The fancy KitchenAid one?
Mm-hmm. No, don't do that. That's bad. Hey, listen, I got to go. It's at the end of the day. Tomorrow we'll do health and wellness. Sticks, it's good always having you. Those of you who listened in, we appreciate you. Those of you who called in, we want to thank you. And we will see you again on tomorrow. We're here from noon until 3, Monday through Friday, and it's Tracy and Friends on WSOM AM 600. Want to thank our contributing sponsors of this program, which are First Family, Turning Point, Ambassador Technologies, Kingley Auto, Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley, Henry Nimmons, and many others. And we want to thank them because they make it happen every day. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless and have a good day.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions...
Oh,
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and...